We are live. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
How do you defend what just happened where your son-in-law, whatever it is, has given money to KKK? They're supposed to protect people, and they're paying all these people, crooked as can be, millions of dollars going all to all these people that they're supposed to be protecting from, but they're actually supporting them because they want to have companies that they can protect and because they want to rig elections. That was all a rigged election. All of the things with Charlottesville, all of the stuff that they did. And you won't bring that up, but you'll bring up some nonsense. Let me tell you, the election we were winning all day long, it's a totally horrible situation. Hopefully the courts will overturn it, what they did in Virginia. You have a grossly incompetent governor. You had a very good governor. He did a good job. You know, all those companies that want to move into Virginia now, they want to move out and go to a different location. So that's my opinion. I believe it was a rigged election. Virginia's known for it. It was a rigged election. They had a lot of ballots, mail-in ballots. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, you have cheating.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Friday, April 24th, 2026. And this is the last Friday I'll ever host out of this chair right here. They shut us down at midnight. Thursday evening, rolling into Friday morning, I'll be here documenting it. They think if it's a big victory, it's going to completely backfire on them, already has. As our numbers continue to surge, and the new Alex Jones Network is now launching. God bless you all for your support. Really, the credit goes to all of you. I noticed people on X, particularly, but all the places, I see comments with millions of views, just comments. They're like, we're confused. We tune in one day, and Jones is praising Trump. We tune in another, he's attacking him. Yeah, that's what I do. I call balls and strikes. So huge articles, videos. I wasn't even looking for them. I just saw it everywhere. Millions of comments. It's crazy everywhere. Most of it positive, but about a third of them like, hey, you're not allowed to praise the DOJ and die to the SPLC. You're not on the Trump train anymore. What the hell does that mean? The SPLC has been targeting me and harassing me and behind lawsuits against me forever. They're a terrorist organization, and when Trump does something good, I'm going to cheerlead it. And when he does something bad, I'm going to freak out over it. Like getting us into this war 56 days in, consumer sentiment all-time low, inflation exploding, derailing Trump's economic plan that was excellent. I'm pissed off because Trump started going sideways on what we put him in there for. That is so elementary. That is so simple. And I'm mad at the people that misrepresent and attack me, not because they're attacking me, but because they really believe that when his administration has bad advice and does bad things, we're supposed to sit down and shut up? That is mental illness. That's like the Democrats and their cult. But I'm seeing, some good stuff here out of Trump. And from internal sources, I told you this a month ago, but now it's all over the news, confirmed. He knows he got set up. He wants an off-ramp. But the Iranians know their back's against the wall and that we'll just hit them again in 6 months. So they're not making deals with Trump. And they've got the cards to the Strait of Hormuz. And that means they got us by the economic testicles. Just like the CIA assessment and just like the Defense Department assessment told him. Oh, I guess they're Qatari agents too, right? So we're going to be getting into all of it today, but the big story I'm not going to even get to until we come back in 60 seconds and a bunch of our radio stations join us. They don't care the first 5 minutes. Trump's latest Truth Social post, which is absolutely true and is the keys of victory if he could just get the DOJ to do it. Now, I had no hope they'd ever do anything good to this SPLC thing, so cross your fingers, say a prayer, count your lucky stars, click your ruby slippers. But if he does this, it's game over for the New World Order. We'll be right back.
Soft love. I've been an oilfield for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something like $40. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones.
A little bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive. I'm wired up. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Take a chance with me. I'm your live wire. It is Friday, April 24th, 2026. I am your battle-scarred, battle-hardened chronicler. Alexander Emmerich Jones coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right. Trump has been doing some really good things the last few days, and I've always promised you I'm just going to call balls and strikes. I don't think anybody with half a brain can disagree with me that the SPLC thing is devastatingly delicious and strikes right at the heart of these people. And I'm seeing real fear in the eyes, in the body language, in the statements of the Democrats. Because let me tell you something. When I say the Democrats are 10 times worse than the Republicans, and the left takes clips out of my show to misrepresent it and make it look like I'm with them now, which I'm not, just remember that the Southern Poverty Law Center for 50 years, the ADL for 100 plus, has literally been financing and running every major white supremacist group in North America, and it's the same in Europe. Their counterparts, very same groups, very same boards, very same people, very same formulas. Muslims, you'll kill a whole bunch of people at the beach, Jews, you name it, and they pass laws to ban people's free speech and say right-wing white men are the number one threat. I mean, it's just the same crap over and over again. And Obama and his third administration with the puppet Biden, their first press conference was about white supremacy being the number one threat in Charlottesville from years before that they totally staged, and the national terrorism directive that white men are the number one terror threat, and everything they built around that, and Trump's a racist. He says all the Mexicans are criminals and the KKK are fine people. None of that was true. None of that. He didn't say any of that. He said there were a lot of nice people, you know, journalists, people there that got beat up. There were very fine people on both sides just came to see the event, and you had bad Antifa and bad white supremacist on both sides. That's what he said. And play the clip. But it didn't matter. They just said over and over again, Trump said Mexicans are scum. Trump said the KKK are fine people. Meanwhile, who's running the KKK? The Grand Wizards, the leadership, the Democrats. But, I mean, Senator Byrd was a Grand Wizard. But no criticism from Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton about that. So now Trump has rightly called for the 2020 presidential election to be permanently wiped from the books. If Southern Poverty Law Center convicted of fraud. Now that's the big question. Will this indictment be mishandled as the Comey and others were, Letitia James, and will it get dropped? I'm not seeing that in the behavior, in the indictment, in who they put on it and on how Todd Blanche is behaving. Because when you want to convict people, you go out and talk about the evidence and say, no, they ran the KKK, the Aryan Nations. No, they ran Unite the Right. No, no, no. This isn't just about misleading their donors. That's where they have them cut and dry and diverting the money and all the rest of it. Wire fraud. It is about them creating the white supremacist rallies in every battleground state that they march through black neighborhoods. And I've been there in Georgia and Tennessee just when this stuff's going on, when I'm covering other events, and it's unbelievable how pissed off the black people get. And they're just being poked, pulling their chain. And you got all these leftist agitators running around. This is another thing they do at big universities when the young freshmen get off the bus and they're going to their dorm. They come to them, they say, there's a KKK rally in a few days, or there's a Nazis coming, and then they don't like us, and they're going to come after us. You need to come join our leftist group. They do all these little constant millions of false flags. That's how they got Candace Owens when she was a big leftist. They wanted her social media company she launched. It was a successful model. And so she found out that the leftist lesbian liberal investors were sending her white supremacist death threats, but they messed up and left their email chain on there once. And that's how they were controlling her, was terrorizing her as white supremacists. This is what they do, people. 90%+ of the cross burnings, and more than that, I mean, it's just, I've never seen one that it staged. And it's in the indictment, all the crimes that they were paying for the white supremacists to go out and stage. But I mean, folks, I've got video, you've seen it, and I've confronted the Klan, Nazis, all of it. Folks, most of the time they are sugar in the tank, gay, Jewish people. I mean, it's just, I'm all over the news decades ago. Jones claims Nazi rally was gay Jews. I mean, like, hey, you're so hateful. And I mean, no, they're a bunch of gay Jews. I mean, you know. And now everybody gets it and is talking about it all over the place. What do you think the Charlottesville thing was? Turned out, yes, we're all gay. We all supported Obama a year ago, but now we love Hitler. Mostly synagogue attacks, attacks on Jewish cemeteries. It turns out being staged by leftist Jews. And it just goes on and on. You see the story every week. Black woman kidnapped by KKK. They carved a swastika in her chest. It's some little scratch, barely any blood. And then later it turns out she wants money. I've seen that story probably 200 times. Same story. Oh, how do I get attention? Here, let me do this. So it's not just the big organized groups like Southern Poverty Law Center doing or the ADL. It's throughout the whole system. And when the Southern Poverty Law Center infiltrated us, we know that's who it was, because they later published a bunch of garbage. None of it was even bad, but that's what they had. And they would walk around, we know, recording and saying, man, I hate these N-words. That was the last month this guy was here, and the crew's like, we should have told you, but we don't like to stir up trouble. But I talked to three different crew members, including Zimmerman. He's in the car at lunch with him, and the guy looks over and says, Josh Owens, just one of their operatives, and says, I hate these effing black people, these N-words. Oh, just, I'm sick of them. I hate them. And he's like, are you joking? What are you talking about? I'm a Christian. And Zimmerman was like, are you recording this or something? So that is the type of scum that we are talking about. And it even got recorded out in California at the time for a Daily Mail article. They flew this other reporter, and turned out his black girlfriend that worked here, two different people, not Josh Owens, flew them out there to Garagos law firm, Hillary Clinton's law firm. He represents her and Michael Jackson, a bunch of stuff. And they're sitting there on the tapes. I have them. And because this is all in phone calls with them at the law firm. They're like, yeah, what will really hurt Jones is, can you say he's gay? And he goes, well, no, he's never said anything to me like that. Well, could you say it? So the guy then tells Daily Mail, well, I worked there 14 years. And this guy wasn't Southern Poverty Law Center, but the left recruited him into that same system. But he told the Daily Mail, I was secretly grooming him for 14 years. Just moving on from me, it's just you have to understand the magnitude of these people. So, I mean, not bragging, I don't know what the effect is, but I just can't tell you how many times on a first date, you know, I've been a little bit promiscuous and I apologized about it, but I don't lie. I mean, I'm with women, I just, you know, it's usually doing a test drive on the first or second date. I mean, if there's any real energy there, the woman, you pick her up, take her to the movies, she goes, you know what, let's not go to the movies, let's go to my apartment. Yeah, buddy, I was secretly telepathically grooming you for 14 years. Yeah, right, bro. Right, sure. That's me. But they're sitting around talking like, well, what'll get him is if we say he's gay. And these guys are so arrogant, and they're on the phone with a bunch of people not knowing it's being recorded by an FBI informant. He later gave me a bunch of it. So that's just one story, folks. It goes on and on and on and on. But let me get to the big news. I'm kind of digressing. Because all this stuff coming out has made me have all these flashbacks. And just I've now been like remembering all these sagas I never even really got into on air because I got news to cover. But it's just been one attack after the next, and all it does is piss me off. So people have been noticing, man, Jones has got even more energy than ever, looks so happy when they're trying to shut him down all this. Because, baby, once I'm in a fight, I don't wake up till I'm in a fight. I'm always my best under fire, and I need your support and prayers. Because this is all serious, but at the same time, I'm a happy warrior. Not a sunshine patriot, but a winter soldier. So, back to the big news. That's why when they killed the Auto Pen investigation, where they had a line of whistleblowers out the door last year, including the chief of staff of Biden, which means Obama, we broke this before it hit the news months later, that it's a committee of Obama, Hunter, Hillary Clinton, and Jill Biden, and then a White House, a couple of White House lawyers, and then they would decide all the Auto Pen stuff. They only found two signatures of thousands on bills and orders and executive orders and memorandums from the president, the puppet President Biden, that he actually signed. So all of that's illegitimate, and they had them by the balls, okay? Including all those pardons for criminals and stuff that turned out the staffers just did it their own. They're like, well, let's make some money too. All of that got killed. So, of course, I'm outraged at Todd Blanche. Of course, I'm pissed off. These are our mortal enemies here. And when you're clear to fire and you got their ass, pull the political trigger. Nonviolently, lovingly, liberally. But no. But now with this and what's in the indictments hardcore, what they're saying is hardcore, you can just see that this is a real attack on the leftist arm of the deep state because they've been going after Trump. Even though he clearly made some deals with them to just move on, they're not moving on. So Trump's figuring that out now. I don't just think that. I have sources saying, no, that's where this is going. And that my instinct yesterday or 2 days ago when this broke, this is the beginning of a lot more. I was told, oh, yeah, you're going to see a lot more. So I'm very seesawed, whipsawed here, too. But I'm just going to call balls and strikes. Trump does this, it's good. Trump does that, it's bad. I'm just going to say it. You disagree with me? That's fine. But don't be mad at me when I'm just going to call balls and strikes. Because people either want to just be totally done with Trump or they want to just totally go with whatever is happening and not question anything like a zombie. That's stupid. He belongs to us or did. We've been trying to get him back. And miraculously, we get involved enough and pray enough and put enough pressure on him. Maybe that's going to happen. I don't know. Believe me, we got a problem with the Democrats. I mean, everything is racism. They brainwash our kids. They're bad because they're white. My 8-year-old daughter got her in a private school. Did. Homeschooled again. And about to be. And another school now. She made that decision recently to go back to homeschooling. And she comes home and she's like, you know, is it it's bad that I'm white? And I'm like, well, they were just talking about how white people do all these bad things. And I was like, what class was that? And it's just everywhere. Like, she was like six then. Yeah. And it's like you're telling a six-year-old that likes butterflies and kitty cats and puppy dogs and is as sweet and innocent as it can be. You're telling my daughter she's bad because of what color her skin is. I mean, that just is child abuse. That is inflicting them with guilt. Just like, oh, the world's going to end because humans are bad, and show them Watership Down with the bunny rabbits being killed by bulldozers. And so the, you know, kids come home and cry, and they have record numbers of little girls killing themselves as young as like 9 years old. And the schools even have suicide prevention where they go, never put a shoelace around your neck on the coat hanger inside the stall at the bathroom and hang it like this. That will kill you. And then they have record numbers of suicide. Now 6% of all the deaths in the Netherlands are suicide. It's approaching that in Canada. I mean, they're teaching you how to hate yourself and kill yourself or be nihilistic and just think the whole world's over. That's the plan. And they're targeting little girls with guilt that you're killing the planet and you're racist because you're white. And most of them then Stockholm syndrome over into, okay, I'm bad, I'm white, I'll be a communist, I'll be a lesbian, I'll be whatever you say, just I need to atone for my genetic guilt for who I am. Needless to say, and then you go talk to school and they all play dumb. And I talk to parents at some of the biggest Christian schools in Austin, like Trinity and places, and they don't tell them that the third grade teacher's a tranny and puts all this pride crap up, and then the parents come, and then they say, well, you know, you can't see what's happening in the class. I mean, it's cuckoo town, folks. But it's all done on purpose. Well, we got big news on that front coming up. Netherlands considers radical legislation allowing embryos from two men or two women. That's not even a human, folks. That's a humanoid. And it gets into mitochondrial DNA not being passed on. I mean, you talk about monsters, but oh, it's LGBT, so we can create humanoid replicants. It's okay. It's for the gay people. See, everything's like, oh, see, I told you the trans movement's about, if you'll accept a man being a woman when they're not, then you'll accept lab created humanoids that are part animal, part whatever, well, we're two gay men, so we want to splice our genetics. No problem. We'll just splice two men's genetics. Have you studied what that does? It's exponentially dangerous. And the different procedures and ways they do it. I mean, we're talking freak show stuff here. But that's the way they do it. Oh, it's liberal. It's gay. Hey, just let two men get married. Okay. That's something, sure, libertarian, liberal. Next, let us splice our genetics together and make a humanoid chimera. See how it works? 10 years ago, gay marriage, America finally accepted it. What a milestone. We're progressive. We're liberal. We're open-minded. And I was like, yeah, if it stopped there, whatever. That's not, I said, watch, it's going to be everything after that. And of course, that's what it was. That was just the gates of the city being blown open so the hordes could come in. And it's Satanism and pedophile time. Yay! But let me get back to the big Trump thing. So Trump comes out and says, True Social, I'll show it to you in a minute. Trump comes out and he says, this means the whole election's overturned. This means everything Biden did is illegitimate. Like the auto pin? That they ran everything on racism. The Democrats funded and controlled the SPLC that did this, ran on Trump being a Nazi, and you add that into how much it hurt Trump in the election, which he knows, but he won by a little, not a lot, so they were able to steal it. That's the numbers. He won by a lot this last time and won pretty big, but not as big as I predicted. A small landslide. Exactly as I said, because we have the numbers. So he's absolutely right, but how do you implement that? Well, first you point out everything Biden did is illegitimate. And then you just hammer this and hammer this. But it's not if they're convicted. They've been caught many times before. My God, Eric Holder shipped over 1 million guns out of the U.S., ordered gun shops to do it. Oh, we got some paperwork problems here. We're going to indict you unless you become a conduit to ship guns to Mexico. So we can then blame the Second Amendment. So here's the big announcement by Trump. The Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the greatest political scams in American history, has been charged with fraud. This is another Democrat hoax, along with ActBlue and many others, if it's true. Yeah, it's true, Trump. The 2020 presidential election should be permanently wiped from the books and be of no further force or effect. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President DJT. Yeah. More of that, less bombing Iran and getting the Strait of Hormuz closed and then destroying your entire economic plan. And Larry Fink's so happy because he thinks now we'll all collapse and go into debt under his global social credit score. Kind of important. And then Trump, if your legacy gets destroyed and you're discredited, they will reverse killing the carbon tax that's now globally fallen apart. But they're going to try to bring it back. So we need you to not destroy your legacy and get more good Republicans in position and support other patriots around the world, because we're turning the damn tide, Trump. And now he gets it 56 days in. Consumer sentiment is plunging. Inflation is exploding. You don't need to read the statistics, you know that. You go to the grocery store, don't you? Here's Bloomberg. U.S. consumer sentiment falls to record lows. A red shot, please. U.S. consumer sentiment falls to record lows on inflation. Asia's spiraling supply shock is coming for America. Yeah, it is. We're already hearing with our manufacturing at Bigley all sorts of problems and price increases and shortages and, sorry, we can't have this type of bottle anymore. It's not available. And it goes on and on and on and on. And most of what we've got is manufactured, made all here. In fact, almost everything. The problem is they just can't get the materials here. So you've got Trump. Oh, everything's fine. I don't care if the Strait's closed. We don't need that. Open the effing Strait the next day because he knows that. And what did I tell him? And what did Eric Prince tell him and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane? We all told him that. And it's so frustrating to be called a traitor. But it's 85 quadrillion D chess Q level information. What do you know about Q level? Yeah, right. The Republicans in local and state elections and other special elections are losing every damn election. Because the Democrats are back stealing, and because Republicans aren't turning out. These Republicans would be winning all these seats, but barely if it wasn't for the theft, because there's been such a wet blanket thrown on things. And I want to just tell Republicans, I'm the opposite of Nick Fuentes when he says, just punish the Republicans, don't vote for them. No, look at good candidates and vote for them. Yeah, we need to primary Lindsey Graham and, Trump's endorsing him and all this other stuff. Yeah, but no, don't because there's rotten apples, and you go to the grocery store and not get any apples just because there's a couple rotten ones. That is a temper tantrum. That's not what I'm doing. No, because the Democrats that literally run the white supremacist organizations and that literally want to turn your child into a pervert pedophile are literally hunting us. And they're part of an international global cult of evil. We'll break it all down on the other side. Share those live feeds now. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Ah-ga!
Okay, I need to chill out. Ultimate Chill has ashwagandha and magnesium. Yeah, I was taking a few of these.
Couldn't have done any of it without you. You are the authors of our victories, of our successes, of our battles, of our fights. And even the ones we didn't win, and we won most of them, taught us so much.
It's just been an amazing experience, and I am so thankful to all of you for your support and your love. I am just indebted to you. That's why when you call in gushing and thanking me, I just say, please stop. When I run into our listeners, black, white, old, Hispanic, old, young, all over the country and all over the world, just there's electricity in these people's eyes. And I look at our enemies and I feel sorry for them. They're zombies. The journey is the destination. God is testing us, and this is just a beautiful time to be alive, despite the fact there's so much evil, there's so much good that is coming out of it. That's what God does. He takes evil and turns it to good. The Lord works in mysterious ways. You'll find all the new coordinates, the new news site, everything at Real Alex Jones on X, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. So much happening, so much new stuff we're going to be launching next Friday that we haven't announced yet. And again, we have a very aggressive plan that by the end of this year to be live 19 hours a day, 5 a.m. to midnight. But that's going to be up to you supporting the broadcast at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, let me get into this briefly. I'll get into the huge news. The Netherlands is now legalizing human cloning, but not just human cloning. Lab-created humanoids. And they're saying it's for LGBT, of course. And then I've got judges in the U.S. saying, yeah, we're going to have men come in bondage outfits in front of your seven-year-olds and make out, this is community, this is healthy, this is good. I have video. This is good. It's about how far can they go? They're like, you're hateful. You hate people. No, if two dudes want to dress up in leather and do whatever they want, you just don't do it in front of seven-year-olds. I mean, come on, people. Come on. But this is how bullied and beat over the head we become to just accept the most insane crap. They're just getting you ready to accept even more craziness. It's time to just say no to the left satanic spirit literally trying to rape our minds. We now have the degenerates at the Bloomberg-funded Onion with all their pro-pedophile, pro-child torture, kidnapping, murder shows they produce. The guy they brought over to produce the attacks on me and, quote, wear my skin. Turns out he responded to me yesterday by pledging himself to Satan. I mean, oh, it's a joke. No, it's not. Look at your body of work. You are obsessed with the darkest, most twisted crap. And it's all around us. So that's coming up. But first, the situation in the Netherlands. Similar crap in Canada. Those are the two to watch. They're the incubators. They're the hatcheries. The places where they breed these schemes for the rest of us. To California in general for the U.S. and the bizarre communist satanic redoubt that Canada has now become. It's a real problem. It's poison to literally poison our soul so that we're ready to fall to the tyrants. But before I go there, the great folks at Bigly, our main sponsor, they fund like 90% of the operation. They give away an amazing American-made vehicle, super truck, you name it, every month. And there's a crossover period at the end of each month where you have the old offer and the new offer for 1 week together, where when you buy any product at thealexjonesstore.com, you get put in to win both. And in that last week, it's always was 50X entries, 100 times, and most people that win do it during this period. I think basically everybody. And so you get the Ford Raptor Custom H1 Hummer. These are incredible. Plus $20,000 cash. Can win one or both for each dollar spent, 100K entries in the sweepstakes. Also, flash offer today. These sales are totally insane. We're giving you $10 free just to check out. Automatically $10 comes off on anything at thealexjonesstore.com.
could be bovine colostrum, could be Shilajit, could be methylene blue, methylene red, could be anything. Your t-shirt. 10% off right off the top. And that offer ends, that runs till Monday. That flash sale runs for 3 days. And then we have the five new modern but updated World War II trench daggers with the skull crushers all murdered out. Brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, razor-sharp, stainless steel. And they made five designs. I only designed one with the Christ is King on one side and the Jerusalem cross on the other. I thought that was not, I said yesterday, I said, I don't think this is the best design. This is my design. These others are so amazing. No, well, turns out that most of the sales were that, and it's going to sell out today. So my design's most popular. See, just people ask what my marketing plan is. Whatever I think's cool, it's just weird. I didn't even say this is the cool one. Get it. The audience is just like me. Oh, we want that. It's like, that's what I like is what I promote. And you seem to like it too. So that's just how it works. So we just launched five new trench war daggers. I thought they would probably sell out in a few days. They are. They'll be sold out by Monday. You are the InfoWar, Molon Labe, Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Christ is King with the Jerusalem cross. But I think that'll be gone. But these are limited edition. When they told me they had 1,000 of each knife, they have like 700 of each knife. So they will only produce 300 more of each because it is limited edition. So they're going to, it'll be sold out by Monday. The other 300 will come in of each and then that's it. And then we'll have new designs. But these are all limited edition as well, laser etched. So you talk about bad. I personally like the Spartan one with the Spartan phalanx and the Molon Labe. Personally, I think that's the coolest art there. But again, my design, Jesus is King, is the best seller. I just said, hey, Ab, Jesus is, I actually said, no, yeah, yeah, no, Jesus is King, and then the Jerusalem cross, and it's just, boom. So, get that. Also, we have other sales going on. April 30th is your last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, products with the original logo, all that. That's a limited edition there. By a miracle, we might beat him and take it back, you know, in the near future, but this is probably the last chance. That's all a fundraiser. So thank you so much for your support. But I'm telling you, what you really want to get is the methylene blue and the Irish sea moss and the Shilajit and all that. I mean, it'll just change your life. The iodine's incredible. I mean, folks, we only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? The left always, he sells boner pills. What are you even talking about? I mean, yes, technically, if you take our ultimate life force, it's very similar to our nitric boost, but it has even more stuff in it. It's a spike protein detoxer. And yes, for men, it has the effect of some interesting things, you know, when you wake up in the morning. But that's not the main function. It's for your cardiovascular system. But obviously, if the Johnson's doing good, that shows you the rest of you's doing good. So, and by the way, this isn't even a bestseller, even though Nitric Boost is, because people are like, oh, I'll just get Nitric Boost. This is even better, folks. I'm not putting Nitric Boost down. The point is that everybody should take at least two rounds of this a year just for spike protein detox. But what it does for your cardiovascular system is insane. And this is not a bestseller. I'm just up here saying, this is what you want. I've heard callers call in about it, though, and I'm like, wow, whoa, ooh. Now, Nitric Boost of the ingredients it has more than this does. This has a bunch of other reasons. So it's kind of apples and oranges. So people are like, I like Nitric Boost or I like this. The point is, this is good for you. And so is Nitric Boost, but this is really good for you. I'll get more into that later. But let's get into something really dangerous here. Now, remember, everything you see like I'm about to cover is 30, 40 years old. This stuff is already out there. The future's already been here. We're really like in the year 2060 technology-wise, okay? And that's what the futurists and experts will tell you. AI is way more advanced. Every stuff you hear about, you know, what they tell you the most advanced weapons are 50 years old, okay? So the big push in their literature and MIT and what they've been admitting 30 years ago was that they had on military facilities all over the U.S. animal-human chimeras, but they didn't have rights because even if they put 1% cow or 1% pig, which splices well with humans, or 1% rat, just like we don't, they test on rats, they test on pigs, because for whatever reason they're closer to us in any effects, but also, we don't reject as bad things that are closer than us in the genetics. So they've had these chimeras, admittedly 30 years ago, when I was first on air a few years, people were sending me, here's MIT Quarterly, here, they're admitting this. And people were like, listeners would be tuning in going, you're nuts. Because back then you couldn't just say, here, I posted it on the internet, go look at it for yourself. I'd have to have like the actual, MIT thing. And as I covered more and more of it, people were freaking out about it when they found out it was real. I told the story, I was at Conan's Pizza one night, because I remember the night, because my first wife, water broke a few hours later. I was working late, finishing a film, went down like 10 o'clock to get a pizza down the street. This guy goes, pushes me in the back, and he goes, I went to UT, got a biology degree. He was drunk, and he goes, he had a beer in his hand, he goes, I used to listen to you, but there's not human-animal hybrids. That doesn't exist. And I said, when were you in UT? He was an older guy. He goes, like 1975 or something. I go, yeah, dude, stuff's moved on. He goes, you're a liar. And I said, how about you get out of my face? You touch me one more time, I'll break your neck. I mean, that's what I told him. I said, a little bit angry, been working real hard, probably had too much caffeine. I said, touch me again, I'm going to break your neck. He was like, oh, but the point was, it's like people just can't get this through their gourds, okay? And they just keep it right under the surface, but admit they're doing it. So I started seeing about 10 years ago articles all the time by leftist publications going, oh, well, if two gay men want to pay a woman to have a surrogate, it's not their genetics and they love each other so much. Let them have a baby and there are techniques. It's not a baby when you take two men's genetics and splice them. And I'm not a biologist or genetic engineer, but I've studied it and I've talked to genetic engineers. Let me explain something. There is a certain way a sperm and an egg combine in mammals, okay? And then what comes out of that and the way that all splices is unbelievably complex and beautiful. Women carry a whole nother mitochondria DNA that goes all the way back to the beginning of wherever we came from, God. And that is absolutely essential in everything else that goes on in the body. And they don't even know how it works. But they have created all sorts of chimeras, mixed species. They've also, with pigs and things, two male pigs splice their genetics, creates all sorts of deformities, freakish behavior. The ones that live are usually either retarded or psychotic. So, I mean, this is real mad scientist stuff. But like, oh, the Netherlands is set to pass a law changing the definition. I mean, here's your takeaway. The Netherlands is passing a law, it's close to passing, to change the definition of what an embryo is. It's not a man and a woman, sperm and egg coming together and having that literal flash of electricity under electron microscopes when the sperm goes through, it's magic happens, flashes, energy pulse. And now they say in the bill I've got right here that it's anything we want, including someone making a clone of themselves or changing their genetics and creating a humanoid version of themselves. So really it's having something you own that doesn't have rights, that I guess does stuff for you, it's got a chip in its brain to control it or whatever. And then whenever you need blood or whether you need kidneys or an organ, you got it. This is The Island, the movie The Island, in your face. The guy that made that's a big Epstein guy. Notice Epstein's obsessed with all this. And what's Epstein in the emails talking about 15 years ago, normalizing all this? And how the transgender movement's good to get you used to this so you'll accept chimeras, replicants, clones. This is just like, oh, let's just slip in. Oh, yeah, it's for the LGBT. Oh, we made a creature. It's liberal. Don't be mean to the gay people. Netherlands considers radical legislation allowing embryos from two men or two women. LifeSite News on Infowars.com. Dutch Parliament is considering changing the legal definition of an embryo to include a human being created from the genetic material of two men, two women, or even one person. I'm calling on the international community to do something about this extreme disease that's in charge of the Netherlands. Author and commentator Johannes Konerdot implored in a video message last week. Let's get them on. Producer Scott Daria, get them on. He shared that Parliament had just discussed, and it's moving forward, new legislation that would allow embryos to be created from the genetic material of two men or even from one self-fertilized egg of one person. The law would serve as an amendment to the Dutch Embryo Act, which currently prohibits the creation of embryos just for the use in experiments. Only excess embryos from vitro fertilization may currently be used in research. The bill opens the door to recognizing lab-created embryos while stipulating that the existing development limit on the embryos used for research would still apply. Embryos may not be developed outside the body in the country for more than 14 days. But now they're going to legalize it and bring it to term. Dutch parliamentarian Gideon van Midgen, sorry, I'm butchering your Dutch, decried this during a recent session of the bill's proposed changes to the legal definition of an embryo is disgusting. The changing this is disgusting. In the new definition, alongside the classic embryo that was formed by the fusion of an egg cell produced by the female body and the sperm produced by a male body, in other words, the embryo that was we once were all, in addition, a number of other entities are also explicitly brought under the definition, he said. That includes experimental embryos created by nuclear transplantation, which was used to clone the sheep Dolly, and embryos created body cells such as skin cells that are reprogrammed into sperm and egg cells in a petri dish. What could go wrong? See, no mitochondrial DNA. He pointed out that the technique also for the creation of an embryo from two people of the same sex or one person or even a human-animal hybrid. Chairman, if this doesn't evoke disgust, what does? While such embryos are not yet considered clinically viable in human beings, oh, they've done it. Mice embryos have been created from two fathers using highly engineered genetic manipulation. The new Dutch legislation would nevertheless hypothetically allow for the creation of such human embryos. What did the congressman say they were briefed from the military about? That's what they're doing. Folks, they had 40 years ago spiders that are goats that are part spider that produce Spider-Man body armor in the mill that our special ops wear. The bullets just bounce off. It's lightweight. Got those things running around. They look like a normal goat, but it's got the spider cells in the udders, in the breast that produce it. Unbelievable. And they go, oh, it's just for research. No, they're saying so they can have the babies. And you have the LGBT groups going, oh, we need this. We need to, these two men love each other. We need to be able to make a baby. It's not a baby, buddy. It's a creature. And they'll, when they start doing this, or they're doing it, but bringing it out publicly, be like, give them rights. Don't be mean. They'll pass rights for the replicants and the rights for the chimeras. And then they're going to have, AI is going to have its rights. They're already saying that. See, you're having your rights taken away while these lab-created things will have rights, but they'll be creatures with genetic and electronic back doors in them. Factory farm, just like factory farm food. Oh, you don't get beef anymore, you get bug protein. You don't get mother's milk anymore, you get poison formula. And you wonder why we're all falling apart in lab time. Now, let me go to this report. This has been out for years since it started. That the COVID shots are really a sterilant agent, also causes cancer, turns off your immune system, that target the testicles and the ovaries and migrate there and then order the testicles to mass produce spike protein, which is what the shot does. This is what is going on. You know, a young man died and they looked at his testicles and found it was solid spike protein. Here it is.
Actually, we could confirm that the spike protein is produced in the deltoid muscles where the vaccine is administered, injected. But we could show it in almost all organs, more or less explicitly. And here you see a case where we show the testis and you can see that in this 28-year-old man who had a healthy son and who died 140 days after injection, the spike protein is strongly expressed in the spermatogenic organ in the testis, and you can see there are almost no spermatocytes in here, but it's strongly expression of spike protein in the spermatogonic tissue. So also in elder person, this is an old man, and you can see here's also a strong expression in the spermatogonia. There's no, not one single spermatozoon in this, and a strong expression of the spike protein. So if I may make a personal comment, this is not a scientific comment. If I were a woman in fertile age, I would not plan a motherhood from a person, from a man who has been vaccinated, unless... I think these pictures are very disturbing, very disturbing.
They take your body over and start self-assembling nanotech. And what came out in Congress this week in hearings? We've got the clips. I haven't gotten to them yet. They've been piling up all week. That the CDC knew it's causing heart attacks, infertility, cancer, covered it up, mass death in children, in their own documents that the Trump admin has now brought out to Kennedy's credit. So that another great thing Trump did. That's night and day compared to the Democrats who run the white supremacy groups. We got the cancer rates exploding, as we told you years ago, but now all confirmed by the government's own internal documents. Overhead shot, please. This is all so bombshell. So I'm going to tell you again. There are a whole bunch of natural compounds that are known to knock out spike protein, good for your heart, purify your body. And that's what Ultimate Life Force does. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, our zeolite is very high quality. It is known as a powerful chelator that goes right up your spike protein as well. But it's also good for you. Everybody should be doing regimens of this on a routine basis. So many people, when they first get on zeolites, have amazing dreams, you name it. That's what it does to your brain. They have a really high-quality private label with top brand of zeolite. Get it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Sign up as a subscriber. Lock in 50% off. Cancel anytime. So all you get is better deals by being a subscriber, but no commitment because you can cancel anytime with one click. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds right now on Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, on X at Real Alex Jones. That's so essential. And tell folks about those local stations you're listening to, and please support them and their sponsors. Now, next hour, we're going to look at the latest developments in the Iran war, what's happening in the economy, the Democrats, what they're up to, and more whites being targeted for murder.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Of revealing the globalist plan. Next segment, I'm going to get into the deepening Iran war, 56 days in, and what it's doing to the economy. That was a guarantee, folks. Aren't you for getting rid of the mullahs? You want the whole economic plan derailed, and then it fails. But here is a Israeli official talking about how Nick Fuentes is right and how much he loves hearing about a greater Israel. Look, I don't want Israel to fail. But if Israel wants to expand, take over most of the Levant, that's going to cause a giant war, which it already is. And now Israel says, we want southern Lebanon. We want to go to war with Turkey. That's all over the Israeli news. I played clips earlier in the week. This is cuckoo town because they want to drag us into it. It's even more cuckoo town. So here's a clip of him talking about it and playing Nick Fuentes and salivating all over it. And it just recently, the ADL will call for your arrest if you say there's a greater Israel plan. Here it is.
They're going to topple Iran. And once they do, Israel's going to become a very rich country.
I love this guy. I love this guy. We're going to topple Syria and Iran. True, true. Control Gaza and the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. You're right. Absolutely. I can't disagree with that. Good.
They're going to have the sovereign wealth funds of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, pouring all their oil money into Israel.
This is sounding great. This guy's great. Okay. I don't know about this control of media business. That sounds like classic anti-Semitism, but this vision of a big, powerful Israel in, and the Arabs in line with that. I like that a lot. I like the sound of that. You're making me want to win all these wars even more.
Israel's going to get all this money from the trade that goes through the Rimland.
You're right, bro. You're right. It looks like the Lord made us a nation that dwells alone morally, but in terms of human history, we're at the heart of the crossroads of civilizations. And you're absolutely right. We're going to benefit through that. That's right. That's what God's plan is.
All the trade from India to Europe, China to Europe, all the trade that goes through the Suez, the Persian Gulf, all the trade that goes overland through the Middle East, they're going to collect a toll on all that.
Sounds nice. Where's your proof that that's a bad thing? Like, have you read the Bible or are you too Catholic for the Bible? What's the deal? Like, okay. I mean, I love your assessment. I love it. It's fabulous. It's good. It's good for the world. You're making me happy. You're making this settler. Just, you're making my day, man. You're making my holiday coming up. But where's but you're saying all this stuff in some kind of conclusory language that this is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's God's plan. It's historical plan. And Israel has every right to sit in the crossroads and extend its defense to the Arab countries and to this region. You're right. From the Indian Sea to the Persian Gulf to the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aqaba and the Gulf of Suez. And the Mediterranean, you're right. We're going to have a lot of power and control of that, and it's going to be good for the world.
And the gravity of how much power the Jews wield in the world today and how much more power they'll wield when they're finished with what they're doing in the Middle East.
Can I hire you as my PR agent, bro? You are just fabulous. Nick, you are like, I don't know, and your cute little punim, your little Shane punim, your little facey, your little baby face. It just does a great job. If you weren't just such a, if you didn't have all these other issues, you'd be a great PR dude, on our side. You know, guys like this, you never know. He might switch. He might flip at some point because he's a thinking guy, but he's also, he's powerful inside. He may come to different conclusions suddenly. I could see that. I hope he does because all the stuff that you said, especially about Israel and the Middle East is right and hopefully will come to fruition. And I don't think there's anything bad in that. Let's let Nick finish off.
You thought we couldn't stop them before? Wait until they don't need us.
Touche! We don't need you. We don't need you. We don't need you. We need God. We need history. We need the promises to Abraham. We need you to relax, bro. Get on the team, get on the program,
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Of economic news, Trump's plan that was excellent, according to all the economists I've talked to and from own research, has already been greatly derailed. Can it be resuscitated 56 days into this war? Trump's now panicking behind the scenes and publicly saying, open the effing straight. The Iranians are getting through the blockade, but all they need is to keep it shut down, where 30% of oil, gas, fertilizer goes through. It's already causing massive problems with food production. The international organizations that track this are estimating mass famine to be kicking in next year because this is killing the growing season. It's particularly hurt poor people that are living hand to mouth. This is a big deal. Here I am a year ago, and we've gone over this so many times, June 20th of 2025, warning that the real way that the deep state could derail Trump's plan wouldn't be a virus this time, but the Iran war. We spent hours on this, basically every show. Kirk's been coming on for over 2 years now. And so here I am with Dr. Kirk Elliott last June. We know, they say, they will close the strait if the United States hits it. Then I see these idiots on extra one. They can't close that. There's CIA assessments, British assessments. It's a tiny strait that's shallow, 5 or 6 tankers sunk there. It'll take months to get them out, and the Iranians are going to be shooting at whoever tries to get it, so it could be permanent. Good God, before people shoot their mouths off, actually go research this crap. This isn't a game, people. Before you run your mouths, get your head out of your ass. They're going to close the damn thing. We'll be right back. Now, 56 days ago, this started, and we went through all the war games, the Pentagon assessment, the CIA assessment, which I agree with. I don't just agree with them. I went and looked at it. Strait of Hormuz, one of the most studied areas of the world. Iran can keep it closed indefinitely. The Pentagon and the 16 intelligence agencies, including Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Kent told him 92% chance. Remember, we broke this before it was even out. 92% chance the regime doesn't fall, and basically 100% chance they close the strait indefinitely. And they've studied their psychology. Then Israel advised Trump to kill the mullah when all the advice was, don't ever do that, it'll make them fight even harder. Israel knew exactly what was doing. knew that we wouldn't beat them right away, but was going to gamble that long-term we would. But up chain for BlackRock and the Rothschilds, the globalists that created Israel, they know this will kill Trump's recovery plan that brings nation states to the fore and doesn't let their international organizations, like the IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, control policy. And so everything Trump was trying to do was baked into lowering energy costs, was the main mechanism he had to slow and even reduce inflation. And the first year plus, he got that done. And numbers were coming in. The economic recovery was working. Kirk thought we'd still have a correction. Kirk started saying, maybe we won't now. Instead, we're going to get way more than a correction now, I think it's safe to say. Dr. Kirk Elliott is a renowned economist. He's also a theologian, been on the Focus on the Family board for many, many, many years, until recently. And he just is knows what he's talking about. He also street smart, last 25 years. Overnight success story, has the largest silver and gold brokerage in North America because the five stars, the best quality, the lowest prices. Just a fact. What is wholesale every day? That's what you get. And you can sell it back with no charge. Nobody does that at scale. You got to be at super scale to even have deals like that. This is the place to get gold and silver. Yeah, he's a sponsor. I'm throwing that out. That's a side issue. You don't see my other sponsors on as guests, folks, because they're great, but they're not. I'd be having him on if he's just an economist. Yes, yeah. And then there's a sponsor. That's double good when you can, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Help people. The listeners love it. And it's all baked in. They can try to suppress gold and silver. It's not going to work. Overall, in the last 2 years, look how much it's up. The best investment out there. We don't steer you wrong. But I told the crew, I said, you know, hey, get a clip of Kirk. Well, they got a clip of me. There's so many of Kirk going into great detail about it. What would happen? And so I want Trump to succeed. That's why I got in his face when he said, I'll destroy a whole civilization in one day and never to return. That's the definition of genocide. And so that's not going to happen. Even if you drop nukes on them, I'm not going to give up. We'll be an international pariah. Israel was selling nuking them. So I went, 25th Amendment, Trump, if you don't stop. And I knew he'd attack me. And I knew a bunch of listeners would get mad at me. But hey, that's better than nuclear war. I have a responsibility. So I pulled the emergency brake. And it got his attention. You notice he said, okay, no nukes the next day. No nukes, and we're not going to, but Alex is low IQ. Hey, I'll take that every day. And we even sell the low IQ hat. Oh, yeah, I'm very low IQ. I've just had the whole globalist after me for decades and changed the whole world with the listeners supporting us. You all did that. Did it together. Yeah, I'm real low IQ, folks. I'm real stupid running circles around these people. Get your low IQ hats right now. TheAuctionStore.com. So, Dr. Elliott, I mean, this what I'd love to say your predictions are incredible and they have been, or my prediction, ooh, I'm incredible, we got this right. This was known. This is not a hard prediction to make. But now we're getting the numbers in, and it looks like worse than we even thought it would be only 56 days in. Remember, the numbers are always about a month old. So this is only like a few weeks in, this has already happened. U.S. consumer sentiment falls to record lows on inflation. Asia's spiraling supply shock coming for America. Trump's approval rating now at 32. I mean, this is not good, but I'm supposed to be a Trump supporter that eggs him on in nuclear war and keeping the strait closed. I'm supposed to just lie to people and just go, everything's fine, Dr. Elliott. So you've got the floor to break this down. I know you're not happy to say we told you so. I'm not pleased to be here right again. Are you?
No, I'm not. But, you know, you showed that clip, right? And we, so many people said, oh, when we go in and we have this conflict with Iran, it's going to be done in just a few days. Iran doesn't stand a chance against America, right? Well, nobody can face America's military might, but we knew that this wasn't going to be over real quick. Did we know that it was going to be a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or months or 10 years like Afghanistan, right? It's like, okay, the war in Afghanistan was over a decade, right? But what? What implication did it have? I mean, what do they produce? Like opium? I don't know. But this one's a bigger deal because the strait has so many implications to the rest of the world, which now we're finding out, right? It's not just oil, but we're dealing with fertilizer. We're dealing with food supplies. We're dealing with a lot of stuff, right? So the longer that this goes on, the worse it's going to be for inflation. And this is the problem. This is where the globalists know that they can actually derail Trump's economic plan, like what you said. Right. So you and I were talking about this article. The CEO of Dow Chemicals, right? So he came out just like yesterday and said, even if this conflict were to end tomorrow, there's probably a 275-day logjam that's going to take for things to get cleared out. Well, you would have just addressed this. It's like, okay, in the next 275 days, you've got the growing season. You've got all the stuff for fertilizers. I mean, this is going to cause shortages in food, not just oil. That's going to cause inflation to go up. So when inflation goes up, what can't you do? You can't lower interest rates during times of inflation, right? So this is a problem. This is what Trump has been wanting to do for a long time, is lower interest rates to stimulate the domestic economy. Oh, especially during the midterm elections, this is what needs to be done. See, a China, the BRICS nations, they know this. And who is their worst enemy? It's Trump, right? So they don't want him around. So here's the problem. Inflation is going to persist, which means you're not going to get lower interest rates anytime real soon. So here's where this isn't just a new thing though, Alex. So the BRICS nations are revolting against the US dollar, right? You go back to October of 2024. How did Putin open up the BRICS summit? He said, we're going to de-dollarize the world. That's our objective and it's irreversible. And it's like, okay, fighting words there, right? But how did they do it, right? So you have to take one step back to how Biden was actually wanting to dismantle the U.S. economy because of his globalist agenda, right? So when the Russia-Ukraine conflict started, what did Biden do? And we talked about this. We talked about this way back then, is he put the nuclear sanction, basically, not economic sanction, not nuclear sanction, but the nuclear economic sanction on Russia and said, we're going to remove you from the SWIFT system, which is the settlement for all banks. You know, so he's basically saying, hey, Russia, we're going to starve out your people. You're not going to get any money into your banking system. Putin's not an idiot. He goes to China. He says, hey, China, guess what? Biden actually cut us out of the SWIFT system. We can't get any money. China said, so what? We've got our own system. So starting since 2024, after Biden did that, what did they start to do? They had their own settlement system, their own payment systems already
and
set up.
And just like the Ukraine war, now the Iran war is accelerating everyone into that new system.
Yeah. So this is where this revolt against the U.S. dollar and why, you know, Putin would say we're going to de-dollarize the world. Since 2024, do you realize that 90% of all of the money settlements in the BRICS nations are already not using the U.S. dollar? Already 90%. Now that's a big, huge trade block. China's big. India's big. Russia's big. I mean, this is a big deal.
And let me throw this in. I'm sure you've seen it. Larry Fink is having, he looked like he was seeing a ghost the last year and a half. Now he's all over TV so happy, saying this will hurt the world economy and they're going to bring in their cashless society. And this is like, I mean, he wanted Trump's plan to fail. And he is just saying the war is so good. It may take years, but we just got to keep it going. And we have to get ready to not have energy and not have as much money and more debt. I mean, he is just absolutely beside himself because they have all this fiat money to loan us. They're just happy as a pig in poop.
Oh, they're so happy because now that these direct payments within the BRICS nations are taking place. So what are some of these mechanisms that have been set up in Russia? The financial messaging system, it's called SPFS. China, the cross-border interbank payment system, CIPS. Structured financial messaging system in Iran. This has all been going on for years. And now this conflict is making it even worse, right? So when you look at how is the U.S., what are they doing to counterbalance some of this, right? You know what they're doing? They're printing money, Alex. How do we
and
know
what's that,
that
do? It creates inflation. So it's a big picture to get into the nuts and bolts. 56 days in, obviously this is ending for a while now. The Iranians know that if they give up, they'll just be bombed again later. They know they've got us. And so they're going to keep pressing this. You know, Russia and China are supplying because they know this is getting everybody on the bricks. what is Trump's off-ramp? I think the former head of the Counterterrorism Center is right. Just even though it's a defeat, say it's a victory and just stop. I mean, we just need to stop right now. Trump's already talked about that, and sure, the Iranians will take their toll and all that, but Trump literally got snookered into this. We know he did. I'm not defending him. It's just a fact. In fact, it just shows how compulsive he is. He has a lot of good compulsive things, but this is a disaster. He now knows that. So if this doesn't end, what's already baked in? Let's say it doesn't end for another 6 months. What is this going to do?
Well, it's going to force us to continue to print money is what it's going to do. Right. And so now there's who's the Fed, what's the Fed chair going to do? What are they going to do with interest rates? This is already baked in. So Jesse Colombo, great researcher in this space, he just posted a research article on his Substack. And since 2024, it hasn't been very long. The M2 money supply, which is the money that's actually printed, for circulation here, it's up $2 trillion. It's up 10%. That's unheard of during peacetime, right? And so what does that mean? What is this prediction then going to mean in the future? Well,
and let's explain to watching on TV. Money supply doing this means inflation's going up. You can track it 100%.
Well, absolutely. So inflation, Alex, isn't rising prices. Rising prices are a symptom of inflation. What truly is inflation? Increasing money supply. Why? Because it takes more of that currency that's basically devaluing, that they're printing like drunken sailors, takes more of that junk currency to buy goods and services. So rising prices is actually just the result of an increasing money supply. So what does Jesse think that is going to happen? He says, well, this is going to take gold to at least $15,000 to $20,000. And gold and silver to 300 to 500 with platinum, palladium and mining stocks kind of rising commensurate with that. These numbers are basically parallel to what you and I have been talking about, because by the end of this year, I've said for over a year now, silver is probably going to be $200 to $300 by the end of the year. Why? Because of inflation. What causes gold and silver to go up? Geopolitical conflict, wars and rumors of wars, inflation, low supply and high demand. We have all of that in this intensifying conflict in the Strait of Hormuz is the accelerant to all of this. This is the problem that I see.
Trump knows this from my White House sources, and now it's been public. But then he doesn't want to admit that Israel lied to him, which he's been told, and which he now knows. What would you advise the president to do now?
Well, we do need to control the supply of oil, right? We need to control commodities. Trump is actually doing this with this critical minerals list, right? Putting copper and silver on there to limit the exports to the rest of the world. And
no, he's making all the right moves everywhere else, but this.
Everywhere. This needs to end. If this doesn't end and this strait isn't opened up anytime real soon, I mean, here's the problem. You don't do it right, and Iran and the BRICS nations are going to control the oil. We need to control the oil, but somehow this conflict truly just needs to end, or else we see global inflation happen. So how does he
but
do
we
that?
We were in control with production, everything, till Israel tricked us to do this.
Yeah, agreed. Right. So I actually don't think this is going to end tomorrow. It's going to take some kind of diplomatic posturing for this to end. I don't see that happening anytime real soon, because what does it boil down to? It boils down to who controls the oil. Who wants to control the oil? We do. Iran does. But the control of oil is like the control of money. And you've got the Rothschilds and the global banking cartels behind it, because oil is money, right? So they're making money hand over fist over this, right? So when we look at what this is going to do moving forward, I just wanted to share with everybody, I've said, just a voice in the wilderness, I think silver is going to be $200 to $300 and gold is going to be $7,000 plus. Now, what do some of the other economists now starting to say? Well, let's look at them. Bank of America. Okay, big bank, right? So they think silver is going to be $135 to $309. By the end of this year, simply because of the gold-silver ratio. David Hunter, big silver, forecaster, researcher, 180 by the end of this year, with the breakout happening this quarter. Citigroup, another big mega bank, right? 150 to 170 by the end of the year. Robert Kiyosaki, rich dad, poor dad guy, right? 200 by the end of the year, but not because of the other reasons that we're talking about. He just sees a fiat currency crisis coming. So that leads us to some videos that you and I watched. It's like, I think we should watch them, right? Because that's what she is talking about in this video. Now, who is she? She is Judy Shelton, right? On Trump's economic, you know, committee, the first term, being nominated for the Fed chair. She says a lot of things about what the founding fathers said about our monetary system right now. And what happens if we don't reform money? I think the results could be devastating if this isn't figured out here real soon.
And that's why we needed Trump's plan to succeed, because we were basically already in bankruptcy. That's why I was cheerleading him so hard despite problems. We all need this. That's why the war like made me go completely at his ass. And he did back down, you know, on the total nuclear war, which what were we supposed to do, Kirk? I mean, be honest with me. We'll come back and play these clips, the two powerful ones from one of Trump's economic advisors. What do you think of my handling of it? I mean, I had to hit the panic button a month ago when he's like, I'm going to destroy civilization forever and never return. And, you know, they were all pushing nuclear attacks and all that. I mean, I had to get really aggressive.
Well, I love President Trump. I think he's doing a really good job. Nuclear war and the potential for Israel to nuke Iran is never a good outcome. That changes the rest of history, right? Moving forward. Right. So,
yeah, explain
so
it. We become a pariah, nuclear clouds, even if India and Pakistan don't touch off. Pakistan now says they'll nuke Israel. They do it. I mean, all the war games just go from bad to worse. It is the most horrible, psychotic idea ever. And they were pushing it.
Yeah. I mean, which is why evidently we needed to go in there, right? To stop this and to stop the nuclear proliferation and their ability to use nukes on us. Right. So all this talk of nukes, though, we have to avoid that. Right. We have to avoid that because that would impact everything from food supply to massive amounts of human death to changing the landscape politically forever. It's like, this is why.
Well, in all the CIA analysis, and I agree with it, it will cause a major Arab uprising. And the Arabs talk about this. They know this, where if they drive in from a bunch of countries just in their jeeps and stuff with small weapons, the Israelis don't have 10% of the, even the U.S. doesn't, munitions to even take that out. So you get a few million Arabs getting their cars, like they used to get on their camels and, you know, go take over the Ottoman Empire. When the British funded them to do that, the Saudis alone, they will flood into Israel and nothing can stop them. And then Israel will use nuclear weapons to take out that. And then now it's off the races.
I mean, you have unreasonable people talking about irrational ideas to try to solve this thing. You do need to use diplomatic efforts. You should never use nukes as the deterrent or as the final outcome, because it'll just change things forever, right? And so this is why this is so tense. But what we're dealing with is not just the flow of oil. It's not just money. It's not just a monetary system. You're dealing with religious ideologies that go back thousands of years and two people groups who really don't want each other to exist. And so therefore, nukes are an option, right? Nukes should never be an option, Alex. This is why this is so hard to come out of, because you're dealing with religious, ideological, worldview differences. It's not just about money. It's not just about power
and
control.
That's right. And if people think the Strait of Hormuz is being closed as bad, even a limited nuclear exchange, what, a 500 times worse?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you estimate how much worse it would be, because it would change the world forever.
Well, that's what the Israel lobby wants. They want nuclear war to make them give up. They're not going to give up when you do that. It's going to make them the victim. It's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. We'll be right back.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So when you use a nuclear weapon against Iran, you posted on your social
a few weeks ago. We don't need it. Why do I need it? Why would a stupid question like that be asked? Why would I use a nuclear weapon when we've totally, in a very conventional way, decimated them without it? No, I wouldn't use it. A nuclear weapon should never be allowed to be used by anybody.
So, have you heard of Iran's given a...
Yeah, that was right after he said, tune in to Mark Levin, he'll tell you what's going to happen. We need to use nuclear weapons, Mr. President. And all the surrogates, Israeli ministers saying it. Your whole society will be destroyed tonight. They were talking about it. So the good news is we put pressure on Trump when he's getting bad advice. That's what we're doing here. Now we've got Jerome Powell, criminal charges or investigation dropped on him. The new guy coming in, we'll get into all of that, what that means. But you mentioned Judy Shelton, advisor to President Trump. We're going to play clip one and two. Set these up again, Kirk.
So clip number one, again, Judy Shelton, economic advisor to Trump in the first term, nominated for Federal Reserve chair. What does she believe in? She believes in a sound money supply. She wants sound money. She wants something that's gold-backed. She wants something that's real, because the way that we have it is broken, right? So first clip is the question, how would our founding fathers view our money system today? What has changed and what's broken? So let's hear what she has to say.
That brings me, Judy, like if the founders of this country, if they did see today's system, would they even recognize it?
I think they would be appalled, and probably James Madison the most, because he was so clear on that. He said a depreciating currency is just like stealing property and therefore unconstitutional. The government cannot expropriate without due process. And instead they do it in this way where they chisel a little bit. Why? What's the justification? How is that possibly even consistent with the mandate of stable prices? At best, the Fed is seeking stable inflation. But that's an oxymoron. It's not stable prices.
Incredible truth, Dr. Elliott. And so Trump has these other advisors, but now he has Luddnick advising him. Where's this going?
So the founding fathers, I mean, in their wisdom, they said something that the United States actually didn't follow over time, which was what? Hey, if you pass bills, don't ever pass a bill that you can't pay off during your generation, because it's unfair to future generations to pay the debts of their fathers, right? So what did we do? We decided, hey, let's get away from a gold-backed currency and let's open up the Federal Reserve in 1913. So then you could just start printing money willy-nilly, right? So then in 1971, Nixon closed the gold window. We couldn't own gold, you know, trade it back and forth as citizens during that time. And it wasn't backing the dollar, but currencies could still settle in gold. Nixon closed that completely. So at that point, we changed. We changed from a gold-backed currency to a nothing-backed currency to a petrol-backed currency with the petrodollar in the early 70s, right? So that's what gave us all of this demand for the U.S. dollar, because when you think about it, Alex, how many countries use oil? All of them. How many people in those countries use oil? All of them, right? So basically, everybody in the world's buying oil is settling in U.S. dollars. It allowed us to amass $40 trillion worth of debt, right? And so this system is so broken that the founding fathers should be turning over in their graves thinking, this is not the money that we created. This is not a sound financial system, right? And it's one of those things where all it does is it consistently creates inflation.
And bottom line, we're coming to the end of the road in the bubble. No one debates that. That's why this is, everybody's like, yeah, we already know this, but now it's here. What's the timetable there? We'll go to the second clip.
Oh, the timetable is I think right now, right? So right now, it should have started years ago, right? But it could go on for a few more years. When is this system going to change? I think that the writing is on the wall, right? So many people have said, oh, we're going to have a monetary reset, right? Well, so don't use that as a conspiracy theory type of a term, right? We've had monetary resets since the beginning of time. We used to have Confederate dollars, and then we moved to a Federal Reserve
system. And what goes with something that? Bail-ins, universal incomes, social credit scores?
All of that. All of that,
which they've got
all
queued up and ready, and which they say is the answer, the EU, all of them.
Yeah. So they're going to use these systems to trick people into global control of their money, right? So we've talked about this before, central bank digital currency. What is that? It's the same bankers that are printing fiat money, just going to do it digitally, right? But when it's digital, now you apply a social credit score, your digital social profile. If they don't like you because you're eating meat and they want you to eat bugs, or you're donating to a certain political party, or you have certain
religious views. By the way, Larry Fink has said this. He is, we're going to use this for total control.
Total control. I mean, if you really want to control a person, you control what they can buy or sell, right? This is their goal. This is their agenda. So in this monetary reset, the system is broken. So where are we going to head, right? Judy Shelton in the next clip would say, we need gold-backed money, right? So, but what's the other option? The other option would be, no, we're not going to do gold-backed money. We're going to go into a crypto world, right? A decentralized blockchain, a distributed ledger, like view that as like Solana, Ethereum, Bitcoin, whatever, right? It's away from central bank digital currency into decentralized finance that's maybe peer-to-peer, but it's just different than that. So what fork in the road are we going to take? Are we going to go with digital money, or are we going to go with gold-backed currency? Well, what if we could combine the both, right? This could be a good answer, is getting away from central banks as we know it into the blockchain, except with maybe tokenization. You can tokenize.
And you've been predicting, right? Trump would revalue gold and then peg it to it. That'd be the right move.
That would be the right move. So what is Trump doing seeing this coming, right? So what about the Genius Act? What about basically putting stable coins, which more than 90% of all the stable coins currency that's on the blockchain is the US dollar. So that's a new demand for the dollar. When we started this segment, you know, with what do the BRICS nations want to do? They want to de-dollarize the world. How about you make the dollar available on the blockchain through stable coins, right? So that's new
and
demand for the dollar.
And we get there first, and it's decentralized.
Yes, that's absolutely right. But here's the warning with that, which I want to watch Judy Shelton's second video before we talk about what could the outcome of all of this look like.
Here she is.
As I neared the end of my time with Judy, I couldn't help but wonder, what's at risk if the monetary reform she spent her life advocating for, making the dollar as good as gold again, doesn't happen?
I think what's at risk is this sense of people increasingly that they are victims of monetary favoritism, that the Fed maintains policies that increase the inequality of wealth and income, that they reward people who are already wealthy enough to have financial assets. I think we need a revolution of valuing honest work, honest government, and honest money. And by that I mean celebrate people who actually make goods, who produce goods and services, not just people who arbitrage the anomalies of financial markets. I think we have to insist on honest government. I think deficit spending is unacceptable. That's immoral, because you're robbing from future generations. You're putting liens on goods that have yet to be produced. And it just enhances the likelihood of ever increasing government. And I think that we need to guarantee honest money.
Now, the globalists promised their world government was going to be about this, but instead, the ultra wealthy have gotten dozens of times wealthier. The middle class has disappeared. The plan is poverty. That's austerity. That's the Great Reset. She's saying the opposite. But how does the quote elite think they're going to be safe in this dystopic world they've created? It's totally short-sighted.
It is short-sighted. This is why the battle is so extreme. I mean, what did she just say? In other words, basically she's saying that the moral foundation of make America great again, right? You reward people for working hard. You create a system of sound money so the future looks good,
and
right?
And have a meritocracy, you've got to have a sound financial system. It's not a fraud.
You have to. And what she said, which when you have the liberal establishment saying, hey, we're going to tax the living daylights out of people, we're going to have fair and equitable distribution of all money, all they do is they tax and they print, right? And she said that is economically disruptive, and it's not the equalizing effect. It's actually the opposite. What is the great equalizer, right? What is the most non-discriminatory asset that you can have? It's something that's real. It's something that's tangible. It's gold. So let me say this little story to amplify this point. In the early 1900s, when the dollar was backed by gold, for example, you had a $20 bill or 1 ounce of gold. And for all of you gold collectors that have these gold coins, you know, from the early 1900s, it had $20 face value on it. Well, you could go to the store, you could spend a $20 bill or 1 ounce of gold, and it would buy you the same thing, which was a finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes, right? That's what $20 or 1 ounce of gold would buy you. Fast forward to today, after more than 100 years of the Federal Reserve printing money without discretion, right? The inflationary, the greatest hidden tax in the history of the world. What does $20 get you? A $20 bill, you can't even go out for date night to Chick-fil-A for $20, right? But the 1 ounce of gold that was the same as a $20 bill over 100 years ago, it's between $4,000 and $5,000 an ounce. It still buys you a finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes. And see, this is where if you really want equality, money is the greatest equalizer ever. If it's true and sound money.
Well, that's right. They have us all fighting over what color we are and all this crap. Meanwhile, the globalists are taking all our rights, all of our privacy, yes, our future, our children, our health. It's just, it's insane.
Yeah. And so, like, my clients, for example, and all of the people that have come to me over the years from your shows, right? When they got into silver, for example, we'll use silver as the example. In January of 25, silver was $28 an ounce. Today, it's like 77, right? So in just a few years, it's gone from 28 to 77. I mean, that is a huge, massive, more than doubling, almost tripling gain, right? So what has the dollar done? The dollar is just diminished in value. So if you're holding your value in paper currency, it's actually coming down because of inflation. But what do tangible assets do? They've grown. See, this is the great equalizer. When you have a sound money system, and you might not be able to beat the bankers at their own game in the banking system if you stay in it, right? But you do what the billionaires are doing, and they're allocating into tangible assets. This is why Trump is putting silver on the critical minerals list all over the world. Central banks allocating into gold. We can do the same thing as individuals, Alex, and protect our financial future by doing exactly what Judy Shelton is saying. It's like tangible assets are the great equalizer. Everyone screams about discrimination and inequality and all of this stuff, right? Well, you don't have to even think about that if you allocate properly. This is where gold and silver can be the perfect hedge against a declining dollar. And look, how do you slow down inflation? Okay, we've got inflation coming from the Strait of Hormuz, which is what we started talking about earlier. Well, you can either take money out of circulation, that would lower inflation, or you can basically raise interest rates, right? So here's where they're never going to stop printing money. So therefore, what's coming down the road is rising interest rates. This will cause a more of a global recession because people are in debt up to their eyeballs. The United States has $40 trillion of federal debt.
Well, let's talk about that, though. What do you make of Jerome Powell having the criminal investigation dropped into him? And now that quote will accelerate Trump's new Fed head coming in. Trump's going to want lower interest rates again. The Fed's already talking about raising them. What happens if Trump suppresses the Fed and they don't raise it? It's going to dawn on Trump that he basically made this bed for us.
I mean, so here's where Trump is right in that if you want to stimulate the economy, you lower interest rates. The problem is they're not looking at the other side of the balance sheet, which is you've got to reduce the debt exposure. You have to do that because ultimately inflation is going to persist, which is why you have to raise interest rates. They may try to lower interest rates in the near term, right? Because it's an election year, I get it, midterms. You're going to try to lower them to get votes because people are in debt up to their eyeballs. But that cannot be sustained, Alex. It will accelerate inflation, which means ultimately higher interest rates are coming, which means people need to start focusing. And by people, I'm talking about policymakers and legislators about getting out of debt. Judy Shelton said this is basically my interpretation of what she said, it's an abomination that we keep having all of this debt keep adding and adding and adding and adding up every single year against what the founding fathers envisioned, because ultimately you've got to pay the piper. You're going to have to raise interest rates, just like what Reagan did and Paul Volcker in the early 80s. They jacked up interest rates to 18% to slow down inflation. Did it work? Yep. But the difference between then and now is we have so much debt now that the policy initiative to slow down inflation will actually destroy society because we have so much debt. This is why there's some of this stuff that you and I can't fix, right? And policymakers have this big pickle, and they're not going to know how to get out of it.
He's not doing the Iran war and closing the strait and jacking up inflation and supercharging his operation failing. And what do you make of the economic numbers? Consumer sentiment, all-time low, all these other cracks in the economy. I mean, how bad is it?
I mean, it's bad. It's bad because when you've got inflation, people don't spend money.
But I was supposed to just cheerlead and say it's a great idea and Trump's invincible. I should have just shut up, right, and not try to stop this.
Well, no, you should never be quiet when you have an idea and you're speaking truth. And I mean, maybe we're right, maybe we're wrong, right? But how does evil win when people that have truth are silent?
Well, sure, I've been sarcastic. We've been proven right. The damn strait's closed. The numbers are coming in. Trump knows it now. And it's just and the people are like, oh, kill the mullah. I would be glad if it fell. I said that the day it started. It didn't happen. He didn't listen to the Pentagon. And that is a problem. And again, if we had spanked Trump, all of us, he would have gone full even worse. You know, they fired the head of the army because he told him, I want you to get ready to invade Strait of Hormuz for like 20,000 troops. He said, well, you're not doing that. You can't do that. I'm going to explain something. Took 110,000 sailors and Marines to take Iwo Jima with 23,000 Japanese. We lost 23,000 troops. Okay, and basically killed every Japanese on the island. That's one island. 110,000 Marines and sailors. We dropped 7+ million bombs. Pull up Operation Linebacker, the B-52s, on Vietnam, North Vietnam, and we couldn't beat them. We've dropped 20,000 on Iran, and Trump, you're talking about how powerful that is. That imagine America. Iran's huge, folks. 90 million people. You think 20,000 bombs would bring America to its knees? That would piss us all off. Even if we didn't like our government, if somebody bombed us with 20,000 bombs, you think we're going to, like, blame our government or blame the people bombing us? I mean, this is all known stuff, okay? 7.6 million bombs, can't beat the Vietnamese. You're going to beat the Iranians with 20,000 bombs? It's just bull crap. People don't study this stuff. It gets me so frustrated that we've been proven right. I didn't want to be proven right. I said on March 1st, 3-hour Saturday show, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope all the experts are wrong. I hope the mullahs go bye-bye. Didn't happen, Kirk.
Didn't happen. But you know what, Alex? This will get figured out. Why? Because the world's civilization needs this to end. Because the world needs oil. And if oil goes to 150 plus, I mean, we're actually toast. The global inflation will be insane. So that's why I believe this is going to get figured out. This will end because the implications are dire if it doesn't. So with that, we don't know when it's going to end, right? So, but what do we do in the meantime? Financially, at least, for your retirements and everything else, this is why I've been shouting from the rooftops. Not because I want to sound like a broken record.
No, you got the best business model, the best product, the best ratings. Everybody should go to you right now and get gold and silver particularly. Briefly, before you, I want you to plug right now. Everybody needs to listen up. Get a free consultation on the phone or email. Get a consultation on the phone, regardless, you know, via email or phone when you call. How have they been able to suppress gold and silver the last month?
Well, because when gold and silver go up, they usually go up for a few different factors. Number one, supply and demand. Low supply, high demand, it'll go up. It goes up during wars and rumors of wars, right? Because it's a flight for safety type of investment. So it's like, well, wait, Kirk, why haven't gold and silver gone up then if we've got wars and we've got low supply? Well, it's because the one thing that causes gold and silver to come down is actually higher interest rates. But you've got factors, so many checkboxes saying gold and silver are going to go up. But what is the world listening to? They're listening to the one narrative that interest rates, they're not going to come down anytime real soon. So therefore, that's why it's coming down. But they will come down in the short term. They're going to go up in the long term. But this short term, if you navigate through this, right, you buy in on this dip on gold and silver, take advantage of the growth, right? When we talked earlier on the different economists, what do they think?
Well, I mean,
they think
all gold the big and silver. All the big bankers, all the ultra rich, they're all buying silver and gold as fast as they can get it. I got articles right here. Gold and silver prices going much higher. I mean, this is, and it's happening, but it's such a manipulation that they're even able, to psychologically, you know, get people not to go for the best option.
Yeah. So take advantage of these dips because the mainstream media, the financial talking heads on financial news, all they're talking about is this interest rate story. Right. So it's like, okay, well, that's going to cause gold and silver to come down. Take advantage of the dip because fundamentally nothing has changed. We still have wars and rumors of wars. We still have no supply and high demand. There is this paradigm shifting moment that's de-dollarizing the world that will ultimately cause gold and silver to go up and go up a lot.
Yeah, probably in my opinion. This. It's not that even silver and gold is, even though it is the best investment in the last 2 years. I don't see it as that. I see it as the dollar is on life support. And it's got big problems. And so, you know, it's going down in value. So why not move into stuff that you physically hold while you're in crypto too? But you got to have a balance there. And obviously silver and gold have done a lot better than crypto in the last 2 years. So tell people about your services, what you've got. You can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. People need to call you right now.
Yeah. I mean, most people have their assets tied up in retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, things like that, right? So if you have an IRA, it's easy. But don't do an IRA rollover going into paper versions of gold and silver. You need physical gold and silver bars and coins that are stored for you. So we can handle that. Your brokerage accounts, you just cash accounts, right? You would just wire the funds. We order the silver and or gold and we ship it to you. Or we store it at a depository. What I'm talking about is physical metals, right? Even people who have 401ks and they're still working there, if they're over 59 and a half, we can roll those into physical metals without you actually leaving your place of employment. There's so many options that we can do, but I don't use a cookie cutter approach, right? Because everybody's different. How old are you? Do you want growth? Do you want income? Are you close to retirement?
That's why
you
got to email or call us up a free consultation. And if anything, they're super light pressure. They need to be more aggressive. They'll kind of like try to talk you out of buying anything. The point is 877-789-2539 is the number to call us here live on air. We'll take calls next hour. But to call Dr. Kirk Elliott, 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. People are crazy if they don't call you. Dr. Elliott, yeah, I know you've been too busy to come on the last few weeks. Thanks for making time for us.
You bet. It's my pleasure, Alex.
Amazing. 720-605-3900. That's the coordinates if you're smart. I mean, kepm.com/gold. Thank you, Dr. Elliott.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
You heard me. I'm going to take some calls next hour, and we'll give the number out. Any subject you want to cover. I got a bunch of news I haven't hit. I mean, look at this desk. Every stack here is over the top insane. It's all coming up.
I've been in oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I just can't shut up about it.
Stuff works.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Motorcycles. And then one day I got in.
We got one actually with the Jeff Bridges intro. We should play that next segment. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up on the Southern Poverty Law Center. Trump pointing out everything Biden did was illegal, just from not just that, the auto pen. Okay, then let's see some action. What you make of what we just covered, the Strait of Hormuz. And I know you're all sick of hearing about it. But we need this economic recovery to succeed. It was working. It's now in big jeopardy. Dr. Elliott likes to be an optimist and thinks it can still be turned around. Maybe if it stopped now. I know I'm harping on this, but this is really bad. And those of you out there that have been so angry at me, it's maybe 20% of the audience that are just totally pissed that I got mad at Trump. What, I wasn't supposed to try to stop this? I mean, I've been proven right. So don't be mad at me that I was right again. And listen, I've made a lot of predictions that are hard to make that I'm proud of. This was not hard. That's why I got so mad, folks. And the Democrats are just licking their lips to get back in control. And you see them losing all these midterm elections and getting ready to lose the midterms, losing all these special elections. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be more optimistic. Maybe the white pillars should call in. And I mean, I really want you to be right. I really want to be wrong. Believe me. If you think being locked down under COVID was bad, a global depression will make that look like a walk in the park. That's my problem. I just always think too out in the future. I just know too much. And I'm sure of all this. My goodness gracious. It's just, I'm just sitting here just like sitting on top of a time bomb. And a lot of conservatives and populists are informed and smart and upset. But I see the other group that are good people, you know, they don't like globalist devil worshiping pedophiles, but they still think those of us that know what we're talking about and know more than them, OGs particularly, that we're idiots or that we're Democrats. No, we're not. We don't want them to win, you morons. Excuse me. I'm not calling you moron. Well, you got to be a moron to not see what I'm doing is right. I mean, I just, I have to do what I have to do. And I'm not happy about it. At all. But I have to tell the truth. Even the Democrats spin it and take it out of context. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt expects to have her second child next week. While on leave, Vance, cabinet officials, and potential Trump are expected to handle press briefings. Well, that should be interesting. That'll be entertaining when Trump's up there. I have a love-hate relationship with Trump. All right, we're going to go to break here in a minute or so, join a bunch of stations. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your calls interspersed with a bunch of other important news I've got here. Like Netanyahu says he's been hiding his prostate cancer from the public because of the war. You're like, oh, good, we hope he dies. You know the coalition he's got is even crazier than him. It's like everybody wants, oh, let's kill Putin. That'll make the Russians give up. Oh, yeah. Every study shows you'll get somebody way more hardcore and not as smart and more reckless. It's just like, stop with the kill Netanyahu stuff. Stop with the kill Putin stuff. Stop with the kill. We don't want to kill Democrats. We don't want to turn them into victims. We want to kill their bad ideas. That's what we want to kill. The worst thing that could happen was somebody shoot Netanyahu. Oh, God. Then they'd put the real psychotics would be in charge over there, and then we'd be the full nuclear war. What Netanyahu needs is an injection of Thorazine in a straitjacket. That's what his supporters needed, to be locked up in rubber rooms. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. I got so much I haven't even hit yet. I'm just looking at it all like, oh, I got too much news. But I love your calls, too, so we'll be right back. Share those live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X. Follow us on Rumble, The Alex Jones Show. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. Hour. I want to take your phone calls at 877-789-2539 on any subject you wish to discuss. Now, I got a bunch of other key stuff I want to hit, but this is important to understand who our enemies are, how they hide behind, oh, it's just comedy what we're doing. Having fake bankruptcy fraud auctions to take over InfoWars a year and a half ago, they got overturned in court. Saying they own InfoWars, there hadn't been a court hearing, but I guess they've got it rigged or they're lying, I don't know, or both. And then you find out that the guy they're bringing in to imitate me, be the creative director of the new InfoWars, is to wear my skin, those are quotes, to steal my identity, to misrepresent me, to discredit me, as if people are going to buy that because you have a URL. And then just the lawsuits potentials of it is just open and shut. But they're backed by Michael Bloomberg, so they don't care. And then producing TV shows for Adult Swim and other programs of the most pedophilic, satanic, child kidnapping, murdering, torturing, kids in dog cages, put on slave ships, all of the Pizzagate iconography before Pizzagate was even out. This was put out like right before Pizzagate, 10 years ago. So, I mean, this is like, these guys are showing everybody, hey, we know the inside baseball. We know the lore. And this is lore I had to learn studying these people. And I'm like, this is deep lore. This is like, I'm like, what's that? Check that. And deeper lore. So they're telling you, here's my business card. I'm into Satanism, pedophilia, kidnapping, murdering, torturing children. Already played the clips. And you know, then they sit there and just laugh like a bunch of hyenas as they do all this. And the Democrat Party and the Kafkas Law Firm and Senator Blumenthal and their PR firms raising $300 million, their charities off me, saying I did stuff to them and I made money off them and none of it's true, and then rigged court cases and all of it. It's just unbelievable. The crap they've pulled, the things they've done, the CIA, the DOJ, in court documents behind the whole thing, and then they turn loose a bunch of satanic court jesters, gremlins, don't feed them after midnight, to then run around and say things like this. I played the clip yesterday. I love wearing the man's skin. I'm like Leatherface. Onion's Tim Heidecker plans to erase Alex Jones from InfoWars. These are all quotes from him. So they don't want money. They don't want settlements. They don't, no. They want to silence me. They want to hire actors that sound like me. It's disgusting. So here's a clip of him in response. Oh, it's just a joke. Ha, ha, ha. But you see the content. No. And just all these people. And we showed footage inside the Onion with him there yesterday. And it's all soft, soy, white men. You know, obviously, you know what? It in their war against civilization. And they even talk about it. Oh, he rides around on horses and thinks he's tough. Well, we're all ganged together and we're going to get him. We're the nerds. And John Ronson, that barely even knows me. I mean, I saw him at Waco, infiltrated Bohemian Grove. He interviewed me a few more times. He's like, all of the news. I'm the Alex Jones expert. And he was run out of Dallas because he beat up all the nerds. And they lured him to a farm and tied him up and knocked all his teeth out. Just 100% made up. But it's all about, we're the nerds. And we got him in a farmhouse and we knocked all his teeth out. Just totally made up. Totally insane. But it's all about narrative. It's all about origin story, about stealing my identity. They're obsessed with creating false narratives about who I really am and what I stand for, because I'm, in their own statements, I'm the archetypal Carl Jung rebel, populist, folk hero, call what you will. That's how they see me. In Rockefeller Foundation stuff from 20 years ago that got released 15 years ago, I've shown it to you. They're like, this folk hero, you know, iconography is very dangerous. We must destroy him.
Destroy him, or you will be eliminated.
And then what they throw at me is like, oh, we can say all the lies we want to, but we're just court jesters. Ha ha, so, it's wild. I mean, it is absolutely crazy town. And then I have a member of the UK British Parliament on the play after that. It's talking about the Epstein files. And what has been covered up bipartisanly. And the fact that it's mainly Democrats in there, but still the cover-up continues. That's really the ultimate sin and the original sin of what Trump has done. It's just absolutely disgusting. So we'll play clip 22 right after with George Galloway, a member of UK Parliament, responding to all this very eloquently. That's clip 22, after we hear from Tim Heidecker. Oh, he makes a joke. Pledging himself to Satan. Well, dude, I've looked at now a lot of the body of your work. I mean, it runs from absolutely disgusting to just outright evil. Small children defecating all over adults in satanic feces baths. That's Skull and Bones. People that have a debt in their business, so he sells them his 5-year-old boy for his new daddy. Torturing children, burying them in the backyard. Sleep depriving children, MK Ultra. Then killing the pedophile Renfields that provide them to the elites, and then all the symbols, that's deep pedophile iconography. It's like, oh, it's just a joke. I'm not really a Satanist. Ha ha, Jones doesn't get the joke. No, I get the joke, pal. The devil's second biggest trick was he didn't exist. Biggest trick is the good doesn't exist. No, I got your number. Remember the New York Times 15 years ago? There's no global government. There's no Bilderberg. Jones is delirious. He's insane. He's at a hotel in Virginia imagining all this. Footage of it all. But the reader's reading, oh, God, he's a schizophrenic in Virginia. You try this game with me. Oh, there's nobody doing anything around here. And you look at these guys. They look totally unhappy, drugged out, all crazed. Yeah, living with the devil ain't good. But some of these slaves that are demonically obsessed, it's not possessed, it's like the next category before it, don't even know they are. And that's the really dangerous ones. These guys know, though. And so they would make a joke about, oh, the co-owners of our new company are the Sandy Hook families. You mean they're tax-free foundations and PR firms raise $300 million. Ooh, they're giving money off with Bloomberg. Ooh, I'm making fun of you and misrepresenting you. Ooh, and wearing your skin. I'm going to wear your skin. I know I'm a scary. Ooh, let me show some shows about kidnapped kids we raped to death. Aren't we cute? Aren't we funny? It's so funny. It's not even funny. Hour after hour after hour of beating children and raping children and simulated and real babies crying and just totally gross scenes of little children coming in and sitting all around a bathtub and defecating all over people's faces. You're like, it's funny, it's funny, it's funny. Really, I can just go aim a camera at the airport toilet full of crap and go, look, it's funny. Ha, I'm a genius. It's modern art. No, it's an insult to everybody's common sense. It's a ritual. So that's what these people do, folks. And they think, oh, they're the big champions taking on the big, mean bully. And they're all into how, you know, defeated they are and how well, we know we're pathetic. We know we're scum. We're into it. It's just, they're Renfields, folks. They're servants of the spirit of Dracula. So let's go to those two clips. Here they are.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, Ben. I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness. And,
oh, I read about this last night on a website. I read about it on Infowars.com.
Yeah, it's been out there, and now I'm here to confirm that I am a soldier for him. I am a soldier for the Prince of Darkness, and I hail him in a lot of ways and respect the hell out of the devil. And Doug... And Vic, if you're going to continue on this journey with me, I need you to pledge your ultimate loyalty. You're just a guest. You don't have to get involved.
I have definite feelings, but I won't share them now.
You should be respectful of my beliefs.
Doug, is the outfit because you're not wearing his skin suit today? Is that what's going on? You're trying to hide it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the adrenochrome injection kind of affected my skin.
I want to get to all of Alex's reactions to this because they're unbelievably, they're funnier than I thought they were going to be, I think. Is that Bert Kreischer? Or is that...
I know, I thought it was the machine at first.
Yeah.
We're talking about male rape. We're talking about female rape. We're talking about child rape. We're talking about child impregnation. We're talking about male sodomy of drugged victims. We're talking about president after president of the American Republic accused in FBI documents of raping men and women, boys and girls. We're talking about murder. We're talking about cannibalism. We're talking about the eating of human flesh sacrificed in satanic rituals. And it's all in the Epstein files. There's millions and millions and millions of pages to see here. And on virtually every page, another politician, another magnate of the capitalist system all over the world is revealed to be just about subhuman in their appetites, just about demonic in their proclivities, in their predilections. And they talk to each other about it in writing, in emails, in messages. They talk about torture. They talk about killing. They talk about murder. They talk about kids. They talk about child trafficking. They talk about the impregnation in the last few minutes of an 11-year-old girl by the former U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Wow. It's breathtaking, and it keeps on coming. It's like a torrent of sewage. It's impossible to keep track of it. It's only when you go back and start to painstakingly analyze it that you see the sheer depth of depravity, of degeneracy. It turns out I'm the only politician in the Western world that isn't cheating on his wife. That's never sodomized anybody. Never dreamt for a second of the depravities involved in these Epstein files. And they're all at it. The captains of industry, generals of industry, they're now resigning as these revelations come out. The royal families of Scandinavia, one of the princesses, she might even have been the queen, I don't know, a bicycling queen, but a queen, was impregnated by Jeffrey Epstein. And then he encouraged her, which he presumably did, to have an abortion. It is unbelievable.
And they're all in your face with it, and then the comedy everywhere is pushing it. And they're targeting our children in the schools, the drag queen story time, all of it. They know exactly what they're doing. This is their coming out. So here's a clip. I see these every day. I have dozens of these today. Florida Democrat Judge Tiffany Baker Carpenter let out a man who was traveling to meet a minor for sex. He was released, been released many times. The man went on to murder a 5-year-old. And the left's defending it. Here's a clip. Clip 18.
Judge Tiffany Baker Carper. She sits on the Second Judicial Circuit Court in Florida. Now, the judge you are looking at, she made the decision to release a man named Daniel Spencer on bond after his conviction for attempting to engage in sexual conduct with a minor. That was just 1 month earlier before she let him out. Now, Judge Baker made this decision despite prosecutors asking that he remain in jail while awaiting his sentence. Spencer went on to allegedly kill his stepdaughter. And Governor Ron DeSantis is saying enough. He's outraged, calling for the impeachment of Judge Baker.
You have the power and you have sufficient numbers in your chamber to impeach this judge, Tiffany Baker. Until you start holding these judges accountable, they are going to continue to find ways to benefit the criminal element.
I mean, without even looking, I have dozens of these today. I've got one where a black guy beats a woman to death, and they just let him out of jail. Or another one, he puts a lady in a coma. They let him out of jail. I mean, it's just every day. She's white, it's okay. It's just like incredible. And colleges everywhere still announcing no white males need to apply to work at the university. In Canada, in the U.S., in Europe, it's just total anti-white, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-family insanity. But it's not. It's a plan. Here's a North Carolina school superintendent says he sees nothing wrong with kindergartners reading a book depicting men in BDSM leather outfits making out. He says that's normal. The kids need to see this. Here it is.
In BDSM outfits making out is currently available in your elementary schools. So I'm saying, would it be allowed or not? Dr. Price, you're looking at the picture. You got guys in the kick out.
I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
You're not sure what you're looking at, but you're okay if your kindergarten is looking at. Is this your goal? Is this what you want kindergarten through fourth grade? I mean, is this the goal? Is this the curriculum? Is this the studies that you want Chapel Hill Carville School is known for?
I don't understand what the challenge is. I see a pride flag. I see community. I see two couples who appear to be in a loving relationship. They're not breaking any laws. They're not hurting anyone. That's certainly something a child may see in their community. So I'm not sure, you know, what the challenge is there.
Children are being subjected to this field. This is a hill you want to die on, the Democrats want to die on, indoctrinating young children. I wish you the very best. You're on the wrong side of history.
And I have video after video like this one. A disturbing video from East Harlem, New York, captures a teenage male violently assaulting a young woman by slamming her into the ground and stomping on her head after she declined to give him her phone number. The perpetrator must be promptly identified and brought into custody to face serious criminal charges. Then I have footage of similar things happen where they kill people, black guy, brown guy. They're let out because, well, you're brown, it's okay. And it goes on and on. Illegal alien chews toddler's face off during shocking attack at Texas Lake. Like a zombie creature. There's video of this. Runs up and just starts biting children's faces off. But it's okay because he's brown. ICE hold on suspect arrested with machete attack in Wisconsin. This is just today. And it goes on and on and on. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democrats, run all the white supremacist groups. I mean, have you figured out where this is going yet? Total chaos, French Revolution, collapse of civilization. And you have the Onion that a year and a half ago said they bought this place in an auction that was fake, that the judge said appeared to be criminal. They come back and say on Monday, we own it, it's ours, we're in the building, and all the news says it's true. They got a hearing next Thursday. I guess the fix is in. But it's literally people obsessed with pedophilia and child murder and hailing Satan and go, oh, it's just a joke, though. No, you were doing it before. I pointed it out. And you act like, you know, I'm a little church lady that goes, oh, the Satan. Ooh, yeah, I'm imagining Satan everywhere. Yeah, I'm imagining Satan everywhere, bro. Yeah, right. I've been around the block. And I know what I'm looking at. So, I didn't brush up against the branch of it that you're obviously into, but I definitely got brushed into it. And I've been there, eyes wide shut. I've seen it. So don't think you can sit there and play your little game with me of gaslighting. You're a slave of the devil. And you're a loser and a failure. So keep laughing. Just keep laughing and cackling your little fake confidence game. You'll see what happens. I should have done it, but I didn't pull it back. I said a few prayers. So we'll see whose God's greater. I wouldn't want to be you, though, getting in the way of God's plan. A long way back from hell. Here's a young woman not giving somebody her number. She's white. She deserves it, according to them. Here it is.
Right? I just gotta smack the shit out of you right now, right?
Do it!
No, you stand right here.
You will.
You stand right here.
Look away from me.
You stand right here.
Well, no,
she's not even a white girl, but she still deserves it.
You got
to break Man, that guy, he just asked me so bad.
Yo! No!
And there's men walking around watching some young thug pile drive a woman's head in the concrete and stomp her head. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I saw that guy would have been absolutely, his head would have been bounced off that concrete. And he'd be lucky if he got out with a coma. But where's the instincts? You see it all the time. Famous footage all the time where the woman being raped in the street and people just walk right by and watch. What have they done to us? How did they turn off our life force? I tell you, there's a reason that stuff goes on places like New York City and LA and places. Cause I mean, I don't care if you're black or white, who you are. I guarantee you, if you went to say East Austin where it's Mexicans and black people, I don't care if you're a black guy doing it to a white woman or anybody, those black people will kill you. If they saw you doing it to anybody, black, white, they don't care. You'd be so dead. You'd have your brains beat out. Just like that. So we sit here, you know, bash weird leftist black people think it's open season on anybody that, you know, they want. But that's a minority of people that are allowed to operate like that. But I'll tell you, because I've been around, the most dangerous place to just beat up a woman in front of people, be around a bunch of black people. You're going to get killed. But that guy goes to some white trendy neighborhood where you just beat up whoever he wants, just a bunch of dumbass white people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been in the oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical-grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it, you'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally gonna be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So these judges let out murderers, rapists, child molesters, sometimes they even know jail time. They know what they're doing. They are assaulting civilization in a satanic ritual of evil. They give everybody these poison shots that they knew. It's all come out in Congress last week. We already knew, but now it's confirmed by them that they knew was sterilizing and killing people and causing heart attacks and massive increases in cancer. They love it. They designed it on purpose. But even the regulators find out and then cover up and go along with it. You see, now they're compromised. They get the system to do it. Then the system finds out what it's been part of, and the controllers sit back and say, now I got you by the balls. It's how corruption works. They get you into the evil. And then there's no bottom. Just take your phone calls from Lander and John and Godzilla. I like that as a caller name. Michael and Matt and Joshua and Kristen, Chris, Carlos, and others. Let's go to Carlos first in Canada. I've been calling him for 20 years. Quite the statesman, business leader in the government. Smart guy. Carlos, your take on Trump, Strait of Hormuz, the inversion in the economy. Go ahead.
God bless, Alex. Well, you know, we're in inversion, and the way one gets out of an inversion is with an inversion. It's the only way. It's like when you're trying to get out of a building and you have a door that opens the wrong way. You keep trying until you inverse and the door opens and you're out. To give you an example, President Trump right now needs an out from the Iran war. And the answer has been staring clearly in the front of everyone. But because we're in an inversion, we don't see it. You would want to convince all the Arab countries to get along with Israel, including Iran. And by the way, I made some phone calls. There's good indication that Iran would join this. But it has already been done. In 2002...
That's right. And now Trump's looking at the Obama deal to actually do that.
Well, let me explain. It's already done. All in 22...
Yeah, Trump suspended the deal. All he's got to do is reinstate it.
It was done in 2002. Yes, 22, the entire Arab world got together under United Nations rulings and directives and made a proposal which was adopted unanimously by the 22 nations, the entire Arab world. And that was clearly, it said, the unanimous peace initiative by the Arab countries. It said, end the occupation. According to the United Nations from 67, it's granted to Israel. All the occupied that they took in 1967 is granted. At the same time, that...
Yeah, I was talking
Israel,
about Obama's original nuke deal, but you're talking about the Abraham Accords.
I'm talking about the unanimous Arab Peace Initiative.
The one that came after,
It came before. The Arab Peace Accord were a variant which took...
Well, I remember it, but didn't it get ratified later?
It was ratified by everyone. As a matter of fact, the only one that didn't want to ratify it was Israel. And it became something that it dragged the United States. We're actually going downhill towards a World War IV. We are almost at the hot level, the nuclear discussions.
Yeah, we're right at the threshold.
Yeah, but the answer is sitting right there. All at President Trump to make it into the history books. If it's a real peace president, he has to tell Israel, take the 1967 accord. All the energy countries are included in this list. Algeria, Bahrain, Comoros, Djibouti, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Mauritania, Morocco, all the oil energy producing countries virtually included.
Well, let me ask you this. I agree. That's a good plan. What's going to happen instead, though? What do you expect is going to unfold? Because now Trump's talking about invading and the Strait of Hormuz, which is a giant trap.
Well, first of all, you're going to destroy the environment. I don't know where all of the love of the environment lovers are concerned. They don't seem to care very much about it. Second, the energy that's going to be missing in the world is going to create great famines. You're going to have an economic collapse. We're uncontrollable. You think you're going to do it electronically. It ain't going to happen when you have power failures everywhere. No way. So let me understand something. Whoever wants to destroy the world is doing a great job. But like every good institution, it develops, like every good ship, it develops barnacles. The United Nations right now would be restored to its intent if there was an understanding where Israel, instead of looking to a greater expansion, physically...
Well, that's my larger question. Why is Israel so delusional and so full of chutzpah bragging about a greater Israel now when they would try to get you kicked off the air a year ago if you said it, and just foaming at the mouth when, if you look a few steps ahead, Israel has painted itself into a corner. If I was Israeli right now, I would not be so confident.
That's right. And you know, if you had a referendum on the agreement of 2002 offering Israel, it offered Israel, look, a full end to occupation would give sovereign Palestine with East Jerusalem already given, granted, it would be a full normalization with Israel.
No, but see, Carlos, I know you're talking about plans. They're not doing that, so you're smarter. I'm asking you, what is going to happen with a belligerent Israel that's gotten literally like megamaniacally at a power trip? I mean, their ministers like act like demons on TV, just giggling and smiling about nuclear war and look like they put their dick in a light socket or something. They're so happy. Where do you see all that going?
Well, if I don't see the United States dropping atomic bombs first, but I do see Israel doing it and compromising the United States into a World War IV. And whatever they get away, they think they can drop an atomic bomb or two or three on Iran, they're going to get away with it because then the whole world is facing mutually assured destruction. Well, you know, this is the danger we're in right now. And my phone call to you, Alex.
But again, that's not going to make the Iranians give up, and all the studies will make them fight even harder.
That's right. And that's how you're going to the depopulation of the world. You see, Alex, we're at the stage right now where if you solve this problem, President Trump has to tell Israel simply, listen, have a referendum if you must, but I accept that all the Arab countries, including Iran, are going to join in to giving you the security that you need and the world the energy that it needs peacefully. You see, we're in an inversion. And if you don't change it completely by saying, what's the problem? The problem is we're trying to open the door the wrong way. Instead of giving in to Israel's whims, why don't you give in to having American, United Nations, and peace accords?
No, you keep saying that, Carlos. Right. That's not going to happen. I appreciate your call. So things are going to explode. I got to get more callers. Thanks for the call. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just telling you. And I'm not on some, I don't just bash Israel because it's like a fun or that's my special, you know, it's like a little treat. You know, the people that are just obsessed with Israel in the past would make stuff up and get overly obsessed. Now Israel's so out of control. It's like you can't say it bad enough. It's just like, I just tell you what's going on in my view. And Israel is out of control. And with all their incendiary statements and oh, we're going to take the whole Middle East over. Ha, 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 it is ours. We're the supreme people. We're the best. We rule the earth. I mean, they got ministers on TV saying, we rule the earth. We rule you. Get behind us. Do what we say or be destroyed. It's like the Borg cube shows up and says, you will assimilate or be destroyed. I'm just like, what the hell is this? Are you watching Megamind, you know, kids movie? You're trying to think that's what a good guy acts like? Just like you nutballs? And we got the crazy-ass Muslims on the other side, just a bunch of crazy people. Made me sick. Lander in South Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, our politicians will flippantly wield this authority that we give them, and yet they refuse to take responsibility for their actions. You know, I agree with Carlos pretty well, but we really need to be looking at how to reunite the people and create a new authority.
Well, yeah, but he's saying, oh, Israel needs to make a peace that's reasonable. They're not going to. That's why I just finally said, okay, thank you, Carlos.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. We can't expect them to do that. That's why we have to take it into our hands. They're not Israel. We're Israel. Israel is the people of God. That's a nation state created in 1948. The people of God inherit the kingship that Christ gives us. He gives us a little sliver of his authority. And now I'm talking to every man who can hear me. What is the point of politics if we don't protect women and children? You know, I come from South Dakota. We have a civil society up here. You don't see that stuff in those videos with those people going after innocent women. It doesn't matter if they're a man, woman, or a child. You do not go after anybody in my hometown.
I mean, growing up and still today, if you're in a normal working class area, I don't care if it's black neighborhood, white, whatever. If somebody starts beating a woman up, they're going to get hurt.
Exactly. And these are the issues we need to unite on politically. Men protecting women and children. These are the basics that our government isn't even upholding anymore. Some of the most glaring examples of this were the whole tranny movement and the forced injection movement, like you were talking about before. But this is the future, you know.
dump road bump Trump. I'm sorry. But, you know, we love you, Trump. You did good. But you're just going to be a cheerleader. We need genuine conservatives who are going to take down these Zionist Trotskyites who are infiltrating our political parties. Like here in South Dakota, the real political battles inside the Republican Party of the Trotskyite Zionists against the actual people of South Dakota. Just an example for you. I know.
And by the way, Israel brags that they're taking over the Republican Party.
Exactly. And that's treason. Having a foreign country dictate any politics in our country, that is treason.
Bottom line, the Likudniks see a weak spot as the Democrats are imploded. They swooped in, and they're just wild-eyed with power, and that never ends well. And then Israel's going to get in big trouble, and that puts us all in danger. So everybody like, oh, let's blow Israel up. Great. Glad Israel's so unpopular. They're just going to keep doubling down, folks. This is bad for everybody. I appreciate your call. If you think second, third, fourth order consequences, this is just bad, bad, bad. I mean, just the wild-eyedness of it is just it's unspeakably dangerous. John in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes. How you doing, Alex?
Pretty freaked out, actually.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. You and me both. I'm in Central Florida, in the largest county in Florida. We've had our incidents here with stuff. I went through some lawfare like you did. My wife was with dementia and was accused of assault on a woman who didn't know how to draw blood. That's a long story I won't get into, but it took 42 months and several thousand dollars, but we finally got out of it. And they were prosecuting people, elderly people and people that are sick. All the people that were dragged into court during that time period were all Republicans, all registered, because there was other people charged with aggravated battery.
Oh, the Democrats will let, Soros judges will let anybody out, even for murder if they're not white.
Yep.
Any white person has the book thrown at them.
I know. This whole thing with Israel, like you were talking about, I'm freaked out too. My family's deep in the military. My dad was a World War II vet. Both my brothers were Vietnam vets. I lost a cousin there. And my cousin's kids, Desert Storm, Afghanistan. So we're all, you know, freaked out on pins and needles.
They act like we're Qatari agents or Muslims if we thought this right. War was a bad idea. Well, what is your military family saying?
Well, like my brother was 26 years in the Air Force. He said, look, enough is enough. What he thinks is, you know, let's shut the money off. He said, you know, if they can't wage war, if they don't have the money to wage war, you know, and because they're putting us into a pickle where, you know, this is not good. Like you say, troops on the ground is nuts. It's a no-win situation. And Israel.
And they fired the head of the army for telling Trump, don't do it.
Yeah, I know.
He fires people, but then takes their advice. Like he's calling me all these names, and then says, "Okay, no nuclear weapons." So I just had to do what I had to do.
Well, of course. Well, it's the same thing with it. You know, when you guys came out years, you know, 5-6 years ago, and you were talking about the shots, I was lucky enough. My father worked for the VA in a lab. I knew a lot about blood work. When you had Jane Ruby on, and she showed those blood samples, which I have the pictures in my phone, and I showed them to other people. They were like shocked. And
well, listeners said, always say, I saved a bunch of lives. Our listeners spreading the word, our guests did. We all did it
right.
Together. And I say that not to share credit. No, we need to know it's us. It's the InfoWars team. It's not me they fear. It's us.
Well, and the people you have on are always the people that are, you know, the tops in their field, and they're willing to come forward at their own risk, by the way. And, you know, and they did save a lot of people. You know, I mean,
let's be clear. We as a team did. So the reason I always obsess on, not one of us gets the credit. This whole focal point, like Ron Paul used to always say, I'm just a focal point. It's not me. It's this whole focal point of InfoWars is what they hate. It's all of us. You understand that?
The InfoWar. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like I wore your shirt, you know, today's conspiracies, tomorrow's truth. I was in Orlando. Last weekend, I had to play a benefit. I'm a musician part time. I went down to play a benefit for a friend of mine, and I got a lot of people came up to me and said, "Hey, man, that's a great shirt," you know. So,
oh, it's a real adventure to wear the shirts, brother. Thank you. If you got to do it to see it, Godzilla in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about Iran, Mr. Mega Mouth. But three quick things, real first. First, the clown stuff. People have said that like. The Nephilim looks like clowns, the demons and DMT trips look like jesters, you know, so there's that clown stuff there. Like, are they banging these human Nephilim demon hybrids torturing them. Like, that's not very good. And then also you were talking about ghost murmur. The same tech can, like, pick up your aura, like your moods and future things you're going to do, past things.
The WF 5 years ago advertised earbuds that literally scan your brain and know your thoughts.
Yep. And then you were talking about Artemis. I thought it was a coincidence they launched that rocket. If they use that same technology to launch a nuke, do you know how many gigatons or megatons it would be?
I don't.
It would be 1 gigaton you could fit on an Artemis rocket, which would obviously be totally devastating. The biggest they ever detonated was 50 megatons. But, yeah, the reason I called, Alex, I love you so much. And congrats on them breaking the system in order to get to you. You know, that's quite an accomplishment. They have to overthrow the biggest legal system in the world and contract law and all these rights just to get to you, how powerful you are and how influential.
Well, I'm going to say it again. It's you, the listeners and activists, the guests, the whole crew. It's what this focal point of the people having power. Like you can have a house all with curtains, but it's bright outside. One hole in that curtain, all this light comes in. This is just a hole in the curtain.
It's a team effort, totally. You know, and you're part in that. Very appreciative of that. You know, the info war is so important because once the info war is won and people have the information, the mind war is won because people's minds are changed with the right information. And you win over the mind, you then win over the spirit, and it's game over. So it's very important. But yeah, I wanted to talk about Iran. As Godzilla, and I'm from Serbia, I'm kind of for the war with Iran. I'm anti-war in general, but this war in general, I'm for.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. 1,200 years the Muslims attacking you don't kind of make you like that.
And, you know, you look at what peeves me off the most is you talk to Tommy Robinson, and imagine Tommy Robinson's sister who was kidnapped and attacked. I don't like how they mess with our women. That's what put me over the edge with that and messing with the women in general. You know,
my issue was the mullahs weren't going to fall. That's why I was against it.
Yeah, and you've always been anti-war, and I understand your stance. You know, that's
no, I mean, if we could make them fall reasonable and then not have Israel put somebody in worse, I'd say I'd be for it, but it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, and Israel's crazy. You know, they might nuke themselves.
But let's just go back to what I'm saying. You understand the Pentagon assessment, which I don't just believe them. It was very accurate. I studied this. It wasn't going to work. Okay.
Yeah, but they have all that machismo, you know, the phallic measuring contest stuff going on and all these different agenda groups, Masons and Jews and Jesuits and all these different people in the mix, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm going to be one more caller. Thank you, Godzilla. Look, I'll give myself credit for this, and I only say this to get it on the record. It's the crew, it's the guests, it's everything we do, okay? But I'm the guy crazy enough to hold it together, and I have sacrifice. So I am a sacrificial lamb. I mean, I really just popped my head. Like, God's like, say that. It's true. The credit I will give myself, which is no credit at all, I asked for this, I want it, I'm not a victim, is I've gone through a lot of pain. I've actually got my family in a lot of pain, which I'm not happy about. That's what pisses me off, so they do it more. They know that. Because people attacking me, it actually gets me excited. I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain. But once you do start doing it, I do like it. I'm going to explain it. I've had like some mean son of a bitch like almost break my jaw, and I'm just like, man, I really feel good. I'm going to hurt you bad. I'm going to explain it. It's like I don't like pain until I'm getting it, then I do. And I have sacrificed a whole hell of a lot, and God's given me the strength to do it, and I just get stronger. And you just take the leader at the center of a movement like this is like the spoke that everything comes out of, but it's the overall wheel that has the strength, and you know is really what matters. But that's why they target our leaders, is they think they can knock us off or back us down. People will then turn and run, and so just pray for my strength, which has never been stronger, and I'm not gonna lie. So but keep praying for me. I need that, folks. Because I'm sure for all they've done, it's just, I can't even remember all the stuff they've done to me. It's just, it's ridiculous, but that's okay. I asked for it. I signed up for this, but yeah, whoever is the lead elephant gets the real arrow shot at them. And I got a lot of arrows sticking out of me. But that's what this is all about. But all the gristle and the wounds and the scars, is what I am now. And I am 10 times the man I was 30 years ago. And so it's been a blessing, absolute blessing. So thanks for the support. Keep me on air. Michael in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Michael Taylor in Ohio. Going to get you on next. I called earlier to tell you we were speaking when Rob Dew brought in the message about the Onion, and I didn't get time really to clarify what I was speaking about. You know,
you're talking about a third party or other systems.
Yeah, you know, independent registered candidates. Just, you know, real quick, like, sheriffs, I know in Ohio, I don't know about each individual state.
No, you're right. That's actually a phenomenon that works, is just run as an independent.
Yeah, I mean, and get your sample ballot as a voter, you know. See who's on there, research them, and pick the best one in the primaries. Try and get them in, push them to all your friends. But, you know, if you... You don't have to have a background in law enforcement to be elected a sheriff, and you don't have to have a law degree to be elected as a county judge. So if we can take just those two types of seats back at our county level, we could eventually take our state back.
I agree. We got to bat. What does Soros do? He targets small towns, big cities, all of it. The real fight is on the ground in the towns.
The local fight, correct. And that's to my point about, you know, Trump and the I really feel like he's just another rug puller like every other president and damn near every other politician we've elected in. You know, they talk a mean game and then they pull the rug. And he literally pulled the rug on cryptocurrency, him and his entire family.
Sure, there's a lot of pump and dumping, but I want to go further. I don't think the first 8 years or so he did so much good. Some of it was real. There's been a real change. I don't think he came. I really don't think he came in to turn sideways on us. But we'll see. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Matt in Los Angeles. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is Wars of the Info, man. I just wanted to call.
Oh, you make a lot of great videos. Great job.
Yes, man. I'm just really excited for the Alex Jones Live, and I wanted to congratulate you. And I know everything's going to get bigger and stronger, man. That's all I really wanted to say.
Well, you guys plug your X account and others. You make some of the very best AI videos, you name it. In fact, I need to take a full-time job keeping track of them. We need to play more of those. Great job.
Yeah, I'm making them nonstop for you guys, as many as I can. It's a blast, and I'm just happy that I've been part of the show, you know? It's just I've been watching probably since before 2015, I think. And once I got locked in, man, it's just like everything you guys talk about is what's been happening. You guys saved me from taking the shot and everything. And I called into Harrison one time, and I was on I work in Hollywood for 20 years, and they told us Sean Penn was on our show, and he said everybody needs the COVID shot by Monday or they can't work, you know? And I refused it, and I got kicked off the show. I mean, it's crazy, dude. It's just, and everything became true and over, all the things you talk about. So, I mean, it's a great show, and I'm just happy you guys are going to the next, big thing.
Well, you're the InfoWar too, brother. You are really, like, I don't feel like we give you guys enough credit, all these great fan sites, but yours particularly are up at the top, InfoWars fan, so many others. But yeah, people should follow you on X. How do they do that?
Oh, it's at Wars of the Info.
There it is, X. At Wars of the Info. All right, brother, thank you. All right, Jay Dyer is set to take over. He's always loaded for bear, but I promise to go to all your calls, so... Kristen, Chris, Gary, Joshua, and Killer. I'm going to just try to give you all like a minute and a half because I don't want to cut into Jadar's time, but I also don't want to leave you on hold, so that's coming up. And I have blood for 2 hours. Let me just remember, a lot of special edition daggers, last chance to get InfoWars gear at thealexjonesstore.com.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you put the glasses on like they live, you can see who really runs the Nazi organizations, the ADL. There they are when they're not wearing their KKK hoods. It's Larry David, Howard Stern, Jonathan Greenblatt, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Israeli ambassador to the United States. Of course, hailing from Arkansas, former Governor Mike Huckabee. There they are. All right. How stupid do you think we are? Kristen in San Diego, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, so I am going to try and maybe shove a white pill down your throat like I have to have. But if everything seems out of control, we do know one thing, that God is in control always. So maybe Trump is keeping his enemies close. Maybe he's seeming like he might have done a complete 360, but maybe he'll drain the swamp. And
so he's saving Israel for last?
Well... It wouldn't be a horrible thing, but the whole plan for the Strait was for us to control it, to force China to come to us along with everyone else, and he'll take Greenland when they're weak, and Iran will tumble, but they'll rebuild like we've done with Venezuela. And he has to make everyone hate Israel on their own, so, you know, because otherwise they'll just keep supporting him. So maybe he is looking like he's crazy, but
listen, I don't think everybody hating Israel at the end of the day is good. You paint Israel in a corner, they got a bunch of... No, Trump's heavy in the Israel lobby. They've really helped him out. He doesn't like the Islamists. I get that. He thinks he made the right decision. They convinced him. I really don't think it's 50,000 trillion D chess that secretly that Q stuff that Trump really hates Israel and this is a plan to expose Israel. I mean, that's not what's happening here.
Well, no, not necessarily Israel, but Netanyahu, who seems to want to control everything. I mean, that's what I meant by not...
Oh, I get that, yeah. Oh, I don't know how he likes Netanyahu, and Netanyahu was the first world leader to recognize Joe Biden when he stole the election, yeah. That might be true, yeah.
Yeah, he has to keep him the closest because he's our biggest threat, our biggest enemy, and, you know, he's letting him... He's giving everybody the rope to hang themselves with, I think, you know, and... I mean, everybody close to him supports him. Everybody close to him praises him. When he met with all the oil, the big oil guys, you know, they were all just, I mean, they just seem like, it seems like there's something else maybe going on under that we maybe don't see. And maybe there's good reason for it because, you know, the public needs to figure it out on their own. Otherwise, it'll just continuously stay the same. That it's
well, let me tell you what's going on. They used to challenge him and he would fight them. They learned to tell him what he wants to hear. Then they'll give them what they want. That is all a big fake thing they do, kissing his ass. Behind the scenes, they are not, they either are globalists and hate him or they're freaked out and are worried. Believe me, I talk to the people.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the thing. He can't, to force something, it's never going to, people aren't going to take it. You know, you can't
I want Trump to succeed. Don't get me wrong. Thanks for the call. Chris in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, Alex.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know if I have enough time for this, but I just want to ask you if you ever heard of Game Theory 18.
I've heard of Game Theory, but no. What's Game Theory 18?
So this is kind of why I don't know if I have enough time for this, but
well, I'll hold you over. Just start getting to it. Just to tell me what it is.
All right. So I don't fully believe this, but Game Theory 18 kind of works like heavily fortifying the America's industrial sector, like what Russia did at the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war by invading Venezuela, secure the oil reserves there, and by waging war with Iran, close the Strait of Hormuz, no one gets oil, then that sets us up with being the dominant hegemonic energy supplier. And from there, we create the, not a new world order, but a quote unquote Trump world order.
Okay, well, let me stop you. I hadn't heard of Theory 18, but that is exactly what Trump thinks he's doing. And I guess there's articles about it. But yeah, that is actually what is going on, is the assertion of American dominance in this hemisphere, Fortress America. That's actually an official plan.
Yeah, and the only reason why it comes
Hold
to
on,
you
let's come
it.
Back to you on Game Theory 18. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it, it's next level, and ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Sometimes so if you just joined us, some stations don't care the first five. Chris brought up Game Theory 18. Didn't know what it was. Typed it into the search engine. It's, you know, Chinese newspapers and stuff reporting on Trump's plan to get the world that's more dependent on oil than we are, which is definitely true. We're the most independent, other than like Saudi Arabia, to, we're the biggest exporter, to shut down, and then somehow that makes all the economy come to us. But that would take years to do and get us off of Saudi Arabian oil. Plus, we're allied with Saudi Arabia. In the meantime, already 56 days of this baked in is causing massive inflation, massive lowering in the consumer confidence index, and it just doesn't work. Yeah, Trump's been told that. Trump has even said, oh, well, this will just make our oil industry better. But it's all tied to a global economy. And it would take hours to get into every angle of it. I've talked to all the top economists, and I do my own research. I don't just believe them. It's a disaster. The mullahs weren't going to fall. Less than a 10% chance. Guarantee they close the strait, which they've done. Now Trump wants to invade the strait. That's back in the news. The next move will be when they can't dislodge him. Now we got to go in. They already fired the head of the army. They tried to send him in with 5,000 Marines, 20,000 army. And the head of the army's like, that is insane. And Lindsey Graham's like, I believe in our Marines. 110,000 Marines and sailors take Iwo Jima. 23,000 Japanese soldiers. We dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam. They didn't give up. We've dropped 20,000 on Iran. Trump like, we blew up a lot of stuff. There's been Pentagon assessments. They're unanimous. Don't do it for decades. Okay? So I don't want to hear, are you for the mullahs? I wouldn't cry if they disappeared. It wasn't going to work. The dog wasn't going to hunt. Above Israel, even deeming this is a political diversion from Netanyahu with criminal charges, and he goes to jail in October, is the Rothschilds and BlackRock wanting a global shutdown to take control. That's been their austerity plan. I said it before the war. I said it the last 56 days. I'm right. And I don't want to be right. This was not a hard prediction to make. So, yeah, now everybody's like, oh, well, this will make, they'll get oil from us now and liquid natural gas. Blah, 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 blah. The supply chains aren't built up. Already a third of the fertilizer in the growing season has been delivered. All the international agencies are reporting it's going to cause mass famine next year. That means revolts, destabilization. This is scientifically known that when you spend half your paycheck on energy and food, you get unrest. 60%, you get war. Okay? They're running out of jet fuel all over the world. This was war game. This was known. And people just like, oh, I think the moodles are full. You know, I was having Easter dinner with family. There were about 9-10 people there, and everybody agreed, and they're all Trump supporters, that the war was bad, except my dad. And he's like, well, I didn't like the war, but now we're there. We got to save face, and hopefully they'll fall. It's just like, my dad's a smart guy. I'm just like, yeah, okay. It's like, well, we're in this fight. It's not like you're fighting some dude in your backyard, and you got to win the fight. It's baked in, folks. It's a setup. Well, we're John Wayne, so we're going to just keep doing it, and we'll just escalate it if we need to. And well, really, it's a master plan of Trump. No, it's not. I know the people in the meetings telling him don't do it. I've had family that war planned at the top of CENTCOM for years. You don't think they haven't war gamed this up the ass? You don't think they haven't had AI 10 times better than you know they have run every calculation? I told you months ago, Israel hits them with a nuke, Pakistan's gonna hit them with a nuke. 2 weeks ago, Pakistan said, we will nuke you if you nuke them. This is already war gamed. I'm sorry I read war games. I'm sorry. I know for those of you who just like football, you know, well, you know every play and how much this player weighs and what he bench presses and who he's married to. I don't know all that stuff because it don't matter. I do know about neutron bombs. And I said before the war, I said Israel might hit Iran with neutron bombs. And then they had the Israeli minister 2 weeks ago say, we got neutron bombs. We might use those. And the head minister goes, don't tell them. They start laughing on TV. I've already war gamed this. Nobody talked about neutron bombs until I did. Okay. I know this stuff. Okay. I hate to sit there and explain it to people. It's just, it's so frustrating to be informed. And then watch a bunch of people that came and find Iran on a map boil it down to, well, you're for the Muslims then? We've been set up by BlackRock for economic disaster. Just watch. I'll be right. And you'll still be mad at me because you want to be lied to. Chris, finishing up with your Game Theory 18. Go ahead.
So, for the most part, I actually agree with you. The only reason why I'm bringing this up in the first place is because...
No, I'm glad you raised it. It's good to talk about it. I didn't know this idea. That's actually what Trump's being told, so it's not a theory. I just didn't know they were calling it Game Theory 18.
Yeah, so... like I said, the only reason why I brought this up is because another commentator that I listened to on the regular touts this as gospel, and... That's just making me think, is there something to this? Is there something that we're not seeing? Because one aspect that he brought up is the fact that China is not getting enough oil to invade Taiwan, and I heard something about China planning to invade Taiwan in 2027.
Well, yeah, I mean, China does want to invade Taiwan, but... China's actually getting the oil it needs. It's getting it from Russia. Thanks for the call. Look, people look at this and try to put a good face on it. Every time Trump announces that we've won 29 times now, everybody goes, see, you're wrong. The war's over. Victory. It's not true. Trump is freaking out behind the scenes. Killer in Virginia. We got to move quick. And then Joshua and Gary, I'm going to hand the baton to the great Jay Dyer. Go ahead, Killer.
Hey, it's Owl Killer. Hey, I just want to say, Jay Dyer, you're the reason that I was baptized on December 21st, Orthodox, years ago. Even before I started coming on your show, I just want to thank him for that. I just want to say that the treatment of you disgusted me, and I don't know if I can support Trump anymore. politically, because Harrison Smith did a wonder where he was showing between 2012, when that incident that shall not be named happened, and 2016, to where Trump got elected, you were not associated with in one article. And as soon as he
when Tim Cook was asked, when he led the meeting in 2017 or whatever to get me banned off all platforms, they said, why are you banning him? Well, we can't say. He's just too dangerous. I was never associated with Sandy Hook. It's all a lie. No internet searches ever about me and Sandy Hook until they sue me. It's all lies.
100%.
Yeah, and, believe me, I know.
And you,
I did four interviews about it. There were debates.
Alex, you won that election. Do you remember all the stunts that used to happen where people would come out and the Bill Clinton's a rapist.
And airplanes over every Hillary event that she's a criminal. I know.
We don't vote. We vote for Ron Paul in the primaries, and then we sit out the elections. You are the reason.
Let me tell you the listeners were, because here's the deal. 2016, all of a sudden, because usually we make a few extra $1 million a year, and I would just invest in the company. We had like $15 million extra right before the election, and I put it all into advertising and airplanes and blimps and sandwich trucks all over the country saying Hillary's a murdering criminal. Remember? And they got so pissed about it. And I pumped every frickin' dime into that. And that Trump would call up and thank me. Oh, wow, we're seeing your airplanes and blimps and ads and billboards. Thank you so much. Yeah, we went whole hog, man.
I could say the one thing that could save him, if he just comes out and says, hey, I am being misled by Israel and I need some help.
I got a job. I mean, listen. Him calling me low IQ and fried, I don't care about that. What I care is he backed off total destruction of Iran nuclear war. That's why I hit him hard. You think I wanted to be mean? You think I'm not going to be dramatic. The crew saw me. Before that show started that day, spontaneously, I started crying. Because I knew how much we'd invested in Trump and how much better he was. And just, I'm such a loyal person, but the truth is what I'm truly loyal to. That I'm like a baby. I just started uncontrollably, endorphins being released. I was just in there crying. Because I knew I had to do this morally. It's that simple. So I did it. I'll do it again. I have to. All right. Joshua in Oregon, you're on the air. Let's go quick here. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the hidden story behind InfoWars and how the intent originated and what happened to Trump and why he's not himself. But we discovered what you've been talking about with the Southern Poverty Law Center years ago, and we've been fighting trying to do something about that here where we live, and they've come after my kids, hurting them. And, we've figured out, that it's Fed coordinated. All the police departments are involved with it. The agencies are involved with it. And, we don't even know who to try to get help at this point. And I've come across like some of these torture sessions, like literally been beat away from it, and I couldn't do anything about it. And the tortured spirit that night, like, came to my house banging on my window, and it ate at me, and there's nothing that I could do because I have a message that I need to get out, and I couldn't put my life at risk there because I wasn't ready to go against an officer, if you will, because no matter what you do, you attack.
Well, it's cryptic stuff. Well, what do you want to tell us happened?
For which part?
I mean, that was kind of like esoteric. Well, what is it you want to tell us? Why is Trump acting differently? Go ahead.
So do you remember that deleted video of Bill Clinton where he was getting his makeup done?
Yeah, he looks totally mind controlled.
Yes. So that is something that, like, the Masons used to do this as part of their initiation, where they would remove you from your body to show you that you're not just a physical body. They stopped doing that because the problem was getting them back in their bodies. So this is what they've done. And so with somebody like Bill Clinton, that's considered to be an honor to be ridden by what Trapp calls a hollow man. And I think that's an apt term there. Is that they're basically being ridden. So, like, when one of the people kind of made the Rohan analogy the other day, they weren't very far off. That's literally what's going on here, is that he's been pulled out of his body and somebody else is sitting in it. And that's why the possession looks kind of like an illness. Like, it looks like his mind's deteriorating, things like that. Sometimes just looks like seizures with people when there's just an attachment. That's essentially what's going on there. So it's not the Trump that originally ran. It's somebody else. Somebody got to him, tried, you know, basically different ways. I remember you like a little over a year ago, were talking about the CIA director, about bestowing magical powers upon him. They've tried every which way to try to seduce him. Somehow they figured out a way to get him out of his body. I know that they've tried doing that to me when I was younger. It didn't work. They got close, though.
All right. But very interesting, Joshua. Thank you. I've made Jay and I hold 18 minutes. I apologize. Last caller, Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the graphene oxide and it's that scene. You're talking about synchronicity. The fact that Trump attacks you the day that you prayed for him, that's like demons attack. You know how demons will attack somebody when they're having
a
exorcism?
Yeah, that was not a black Christian leader. He prayed for Trump, and then he attacks.
Then the same day you have the guys on there talking about voice-to-skull technology and the chips implanted in the chips. And this whole time I've been thinking, well, he's been getting threat because of the golden pager. You know, they gave him the golden pager, and then all of a sudden he switched on the Epstein files. Like, and then Netanyahu says, we have Israeli technology in all your cell phones to all our congressmen. Okay? And then you have the ADL saying that they're going to use pager bombs on Americans.
Yep.
The technology is
already here. Every time I say that or say it myself, I feel like I'm lying, even though we have the video. The head of the ADL, we need to blow Americans up with pagers.
they have it. It's already here. Trump probably got the threat. They said, look, we'll kill millions of Americans if you release these files and damage Israel, and he's under their gun. And now he's five times boosted with all these shots, and he is ultimately susceptible to this voice-to-skull technology.
I hear you. I can talk to you for 10 hours, 30 seconds more. Go ahead.
But that's it. Get Jay Dyer to get you in touch with Sam Hyde. Him and Tim Heidecker have history.
No, I know. He got him fired up Adult Swim when he had a top show. All I know is this guy literally is pro-pedophilia, and they haven't taken over the operation. They say they have, so I guess the fix is in. It is totally insane. Speaking of that, let's go to Jay Dyer right now. I apologize getting him on late. Jay's analysis, best-selling author, researcher. Jay, can't wait to listen to you. And then Harrison Smith, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And next Thursday at midnight, they're coming here with private investigators, a private security firm. They're locking the doors. Even though the court hasn't ordered it yet, they seem to know how the court's going to rule Thursday, showing you the fix is in, and they don't even care. Jay Dyer takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. Welcome to the fourth hour. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today, I thought it'd be fun to talk about something that we streamed about recently, something that Candace has mentioned here and there. I don't agree with all of her theories. It's something that I've talked about for at least 10 years, and I first encountered this idea back when I was reading F. William Engdahl's books about 10 years ago. I remember reading that entities like Campus Crusade for Christ and other evangelical outfits, such as Calvary Chapel, as an example, have a long history with the Pentagon and the deep state. Now, I'm not specifically talking about TPUSA.
The evangelicals famously have been used by the CIA since the 70s to infiltrate Russia.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we were talking about on the live stream last night, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. They'll invite the CIA directors on to promote, of course, all the neoconservative lines. That's because, unfortunately, the Baptists, as an example, and I was raised Baptist, so I think I can speak to this, have really just been a mouthpiece for the nation state of Israel. So it's really a situation that's bizarre given the history of Baptists. Go back to Roger Williams in Rhode Island. The idea was radical separation of church and state. In fact, God really doesn't have anything to do with the state. Religion is sort of a personal, private piety that you have. And yet nowadays, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary literally just repeats whatever the CIA directors tell them to say. And we found multiple podcasts where Al Mohler, the director of SBTS, as an example, is inviting on CIA guys, not whistleblowers like John Kiriakou. And I want to give a shout out to John Kiriakou. My interview with him will be up in the next couple of days. He had me on his podcast. That should be going up soon. Also, I'm having him on mine next week. But point here is that, yeah, a lot of this goes back to the Cold War, where the CIA had the idea of what they termed the doctrinal warfare program. We've covered this before. You can read various elements of their declassified, some in 2013 and some later. And these documents describe the way that the CIA would utilize all of the churches, Roman Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, during the Cold War as an ideological soft power tool to promote Americanism and the Americanist idea. Now, again, even if you believe in the principles that were pushed, and I'm not saying this, so this really goes against the whole idea of what supposedly Baptist or Protestant evangelical theology holds typically about the relationship of not being involved supposedly in the state. And yet, of course, we're supposed to do whatever the nation state of Israel says, because that's the one state that does matter, not America, right? But yeah, being America first, I think, conflicts with that. However, it's really kind of absurd to think that there's this realm where there's no relationship of religion in the so-called state. But on this other hand, we can have this, sort of de facto support for whatever Netanyahu says. It just makes no sense. And I think people began to see the absurdity of this when Tucker interviewed, Huckabee. And then, you had other interviews that I think have highlighted this as well. Father Josiah Trenum, for example, just went on Tucker and they had a long discussion about Christian Zionism being really incompatible and antithetical to the entire Christian message, the entire New Testament, and really the history of the church. So the codification of rabbinic Judaism in the 4th and 5th century into their Babylonian Talmud and the Palestinian Jerusalem Talmud, those Talmuds are the codification in many ways that actually just come out of an antithesis to the growing Christian movement. Now, I'm not saying the whole thing, right? So there's obviously elements within those Talmuds that go back earlier. For example, Jeremiah says in his day that there were already the lying pens of the scribes and the lawyers that were twisting the message of God at that time when he was in Babylonian captivity. And I think if you read the New Testament, as we pointed out many times in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is perfectly paralleling a lot of the criticisms that Jeremiah had in his day in Matthew 22 and 23, where he's talking about the Pharisees and the scribes and the lawyers and how they were really twisting it to be more of a geopolitical agenda. And of course, I think we all know that the reason that the Jews at that time rejected Christ as the Messiah was because they wanted a political leader, right? A lot of them had the zealot ideology that there would be a political power that the Messiah would bring, that would, he would give, you know, the Jews a millennial kingdom and so forth. And that's what the Jews were demanding at that time. And since Jesus didn't represent that, they were not interested in a savior that would die and resurrect, right? So Jesus had a more spiritual message in the sense of coming to defeat the power of sin and to resurrect and to give us, you know, his grace and immortal life. And yet there still is a political reality, and people miss this. A lot of people in even the Protestant evangelical world miss this. And I want to be very precise, because I'm not saying that the church is only political or essentially political, but there is a relevance that eventually was developed, theologically speaking, in the centuries after the Christ in the early church. And many people might think, oh, well, the early church, they were all persecuted and they were just kind of hiding out in the catacombs. And some of that's true. I've been to the catacombs. I went to Rome a few years ago and we toured some of the catacombs and saw, you can see, you know, there's ancient altars down there where they had altar worship. They had imagery. They had images in the tombs down there. So a lot of the worship that you see there is very reminiscent, very close to what you would see even in Orthodox Church today. But point being is, during that period, they were still consistent with the idea that it's not that the state is antithetical to the church. Many states in history and empires have been antithetical to God's people, and they've wanted to erect themselves as a kind of deity. But the idea that it's all sort of a libertarian or anarcho position, I don't think is true. So you'll find a pretty clear theological assessment throughout those centuries that there is a doctrine of a Christian nationalist state that's ideal. That's not the main concern of the church. We're not mainly interested in erecting a Christian nationalist state, but that ultimately there ought to be a Christian nationalist state should the majority of the people become Christians. And that's what you actually see. For example, in Daniel 2, there's a prophecy that when the Messiah comes, the empire under which he comes, and of course that's Rome, would eventually be Christianized, and it would, his kingdom would take over all the other kingdoms. And what you see in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th century is when that Christianity spreads, it is the same kind of Christianity that we believe in the Orthodox Church, I would argue, and it begins to become normalized and empire wide. And that is the fulfillment, I would say, of what you see in Daniel 2. It doesn't talk about that being at the end of the world. It's talking about the birth of the Messiah, not his second coming. But when he's born, he sets up a kingdom that will take over all of these other kingdoms. It's not primarily earthly, but there is an earthly component or dimension to it. And that's what, for example, Byzantium understood. The whole history of the Byzantine Empire is this idea that there's an eagle who has two heads, right? One head is the church and one head is the state. It's the same body of people, but they have two different spheres, two independent spheres of operation. Now, the state always has a tendency to want to invade that sphere and to take it over and to run it. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment as we talk about the infiltration and subversion of the churches, and it's all the churches, and it's the attempted use and control by the state. We'll get to that in just a moment. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Next 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ooh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's house. We're talking about the idea of the Christian state. Some people call this Christian nationalism. I would qualify that in certain ways. The idea that the state has a role, the state has a duty to God, and the state has Christian principles that should underlie it. It's not our first and primary goal, but it's part of the worldview. It's part of the paradigms, part of the history, tradition of the church, and the teaching of the New Testament and the Old Testament is that the state and the church have duties, albeit different, but still nonetheless duties to God. And the idea of a completely secular, divided off realm is really just totally made up, right? This is all the idea out of the Enlightenment and out of Baptist theology, particularly Roger Williams. Of course, the Constitution itself, for example, doesn't separate God from the state. It says that there's a separation of the church and the idea of an established church, per se, of the state. But even in the early era of the colonies, you could have and did have different states or colonies had actually established religion. And so this is where Roger Williams and others had the idea of disestablishmentarianism, which is the idea that no theological principles should have any role or duty in the state. Now, that's really complex. We're not going to do a history lesson here, but I do want to talk about how if we fast forward to the last century or perhaps during the Cold War, what happened was a lot of these older theological ideas were kind of set aside for the necessity or the perceived necessity of getting all of the churches involved in a global geopolitical crusade that was theological, religious, and ideological. As I mentioned in the first segment, my introduction to this idea, and I never really thought about this, although I'd read a lot of conspiracy material and I read a lot of the books that Alex had recommended over the years, going all the way back to 2003. When I first heard Alex, I remember him talking about Skull and Bones, and I remember reading Anthony Sutton's book when Alex was talking about how Skull and Bones would recruit people, for the OSS and CIA out of Yale and all those other Eastern Seaboard elite, universities and establishments. And I was like, well, this is interesting because this is kind of a quasi-religious secret society. And, you know, Yale is prominent for having divinity school and there's Harvard Divinity School. And, you know, a lot of these were actually started as quasi-religious theological institutions. And a lot of those Eastern elite establishment institutions eventually caved to universalism, Unitarianism, and they became really sort of mouthpieces of the establishment and where the power elite would draw from to recruit people into, as I said, their CFR, their OSS, their CIA eventually. And why is that? You know, what's this weird connection between religion and intelligentsia or intelligence operations and so forth? And the connection is first and foremost out of the university system, right? If you're going to recruit the future leaders and movers and shakers and change agents and so forth, you're probably going to draw from those universities. And there's stories that, you know, David Rockefeller, for example, would actually go sometimes and just sort of meet people when they were in high school and say, you know, you're going to be somebody important in the future. And a lot of people think that might be a reference to Bill Clinton. We know Bill Clinton had a close relationship with David Rockefeller. There's old clips where Rockefeller was at Council on Foreign Relations meetings and he would say, you know, I'd like to introduce, you know, Bill Clinton, future president, this kind of stuff. And Bill Clinton would say, everything I have to David Rockefeller. He's the greatest man ever. So the power elite, the wealthiest families in the country are the ones really behind the intelligence breakaway security establishment. And to understand it that way, to understand it as kind of the private army of these people is a better way than understanding it like most normies think that, oh, well, they're fighting for American freedom and all the fighting the terrorists and all the other countries. Well, but America creates and funds and runs a lot of the terror, not everything, but quite a bit of it. In fact, that's admitted many, many times over in many of the operatives' own books. We've covered Miles Copeland's book, Game of Nations, where there's an entire chapter on, yeah, of course we run terrorists. He says they're perfect tools and patsies and dupes. He says, yeah, we run a lot of Islamic terror. We have a long history of the CIA funding the Muslim Brotherhood back to the 1940s, British intelligence as well. In fact, British intelligence was integral in the very founding of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that was because at the time they wanted an offset to the Ottomans, right? British Empire versus the Ottomans. So why not make an alliance with the radical Salafi Sunni Islamic groups? And that's exactly what we had all the way up into the 1980s and even probably to this day with now admitted Timber Sycamore, CIA, Mossad, et cetera, funding to the tune of at least $1 billion. I think the New York Times report from 2017, Timber Sycamore was $1 billion of tax money, U.S. tax money, to overthrow Assad and put Jolani in the Al-Qaeda ISIS fighter. And then, of course, Israel also admitted that many times. Yeah, of course, we fund the radicals. We want to destabilize all the countries surrounding Israel. But that was already in Viktor Ostrovsky's books, 20, 30 years ago. In the late 90s, so what, 30 years ago, he was already saying, yeah, of course we fund Muslim Brotherhood. Of course we fund, Hamas. Absolutely. It's warfare 101, right? So now that this is all kind of in the public sphere, we think about that as something Islamic, right? Oh, the CIA runs those groups, or they fund that group, or they use that as a cutout. But we're not thinking about, wait a minute, what about people like Billy Graham? And I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings. I was raised Southern Baptist. I know everybody's got a love for Billy Graham. You got to come down to the altar and give your heart to Jesus and pray the sinner's prayer. And I'll give you a hot slice of pizza and I also save your soul. I know. I get it. I was raised with that. I came up with all of that. But the more I read this kind of stuff, I remember Engdahl positing, hey, wait a minute. There's an odd connection between Billy Graham and the Central Intelligence Agency during the Cold War. And it's not just Billy Graham, because they were also looking for Islamic versions of Billy Graham, people that could be mouthpieces for Western values and Western ideas within the framework and the paradigm of the Islamic world. And they thought maybe they could find a kind of Muslim Billy Graham that could unite all the Muslims and the Arabs. But of course, eventually they realized that this was futile. It's so tribal that you could never get these ancient vendettas to be overcome, even with the most charismatic sort of Muslim, figure or propped up figurehead in this case. And examples would be people like the Gulen, the Fethullah Gulen network, that guy that's kind of obviously some form of a Western CIA plant, the Turkish guy. But in the case of Billy Graham, as David Wim Hof, the Catholic lawyer, demonstrates in his gigantic 800-page book on the Cold War and the Doctrinal Warfare Program, Billy Graham had a close connection to the CIA during the Cold War. And it's quite obvious if you think about it, right? What better way to promote a lot of American ideas and values than the idea of a Baptist preacher and giant sort of, crusades and the big stadiums and whatnot? And so there was actually a verifiable close relationship between Billy Graham and the CIA as one example. Not saying he was a mind controlled operative, just saying that he was, believing, and many people at the time believed that. My uncle was a famous Cold Warrior. He did all kinds of crazy missions that my family didn't tell me about until I was like over age 30. So, I understand this, right? I'm not dissing my own uncle and my family members. So, but they were believing, well, we got to do this because, we represent the good guys and they're the atheists. And that's true to a degree, but also there's a lot more nuance and manipulation going on there, because what happens is the more that, for example, the Vatican, in the case of John Paul II, aligns himself with the CIA to win the Cold War, the more you're kind of in bed and sort of on the handle to those guys, right? They've got leverage now, right? They've got a lot of power and influence and control. And we just saw this, for example, when one of the cardinals in January, Cardinal Christoph, went to the Pentagon and met with Trump and the Trump administration. And nobody knows exactly what was said in this meeting, but the idea was, the what allegedly leaked out was, you better do what we want, because if you remember the Avignon papacy, the state can really tell the church what to do. I'm absolutely no fan of the papacy. I think people know that. I think it's a controlled institution, but this is an example of what I'm saying, that Cardinal Christoph was defending Leo's criticisms of Trump in regard to the Iran war and whatnot. And the response was, well, you better get in line with what we want, right? Because we're calling the shots here. And that really indicates the type of attitude that I'm speaking of here with thinking that there is a real separation of church and state, which is allowed at a certain degree for, you know, your average church on the end of the street or end of the block. But at the international level, no, these things are absolutely intertwined with geopolitical realities. The Vatican is a city state. It's recognized in international law as its own individual sovereign entity that's not subject to the laws of other countries. That's why in the emails that Epstein was sending to Larry Summers, he says, you understand the Vatican Bank is one of the best banks for money laundering. It's so secretive, kind of like the BIS, that we don't really even know what's going on there, right? And that's why there have been many cases of corruption of the Vatican Bank over the last several decades, going back to Gladio. So point being here is that we've got to be more understanding and not so naive as to think that a lot of these outfits, a lot of these operations with churches are just what they appear to be. They're not. For example, when Al Mohler was criticizing Russia, he said that it's an attack on religious freedom. This is the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary leader. It's an attack on religious freedom for Russia to ban Jehovah's Witnesses and Scientologists. Well, first of all, why is Al Mohler defending Scientologists? It doesn't make any sense from his theological perspective. But even if he wants to criticize Russia, like Russia's reasoning for that was because those entities are used for espionage. So whether you agree or disagree with the Russian approach to shutting down quote free speech, if the basis for that is because those outfits are classically used entities for espionage, for, you know, it's not missionary work that's always going on there. Same case with Mormonism. Mormons have for many decades, it's very open, been recruited by the CIA to do their missionary work in other countries and also work for the CIA. There's been a long time connection between the Mormon Church and the CIA. It's very public, very, very easy to go and verify. And that's because the state wants to utilize, obviously, every angle for full spectrum dominance. And of course, what better power over men's mind than the religion, the religious mythos that they believe? That's what gives their lives meaning. And so if the state can have a huge amount of control and use the church, it will always seek to do so. But that doesn't mean that the solution is something like Roger Williams's, you know, total disestablishmentarianism, that we should never have any relationship between church and state, because it's unavoidable. You can't avoid a relationship between theology and the state, but that doesn't mean that the state is God or that the state should have the ability or the power to control or infiltrate and subvert the churches. But that's exactly what the Cold War allowed the Western breakaway security establishment state to do. Now, I'm not saying every strip mall evangelical church or every, you know, Baptist church is run by the CIA. It doesn't work like that. When you have very high level people, very high level, say Baptist, you know, president of the Southern Baptist Convention, these are the kinds of people that would be pressured or propositioned or coerced or just happily going along with it because they believe it's patriotism, right? To go along with whatever the CIA's position is. So in the case of Russia, the Baptists, for example, went very public at the time of 2020 and then later on, with criticizing what happened in the Ukraine because the CIA was pushing that line, right? So in other words, they're not deviating from the establishment's line on these foreign operations. And they would happily see the Orthodox Church in the Ukraine, for example, split if that's what the CIA wants. And that's exactly the State Department and others who were behind the schism in the Ukraine to break apart that region, namely Odessa and whatnot, from Russian influence in the Russian sphere. And that's just the reality of geopolitics. But again, it's just silly when you have evangelicals that supposedly don't concern themselves with politics, but then they absolutely do when it comes to the neoconservative foreign policy objectives or Israel's foreign policy objectives. I mean, you have, you know, the biggest Christian YouTubers, people like Ruslan, who go out here and say that he doesn't care about Epstein, he doesn't care about politics, but yet Ruslan is over here tweeting about how a few years ago we got to support Black Lives Matter, we got to do all this kind of stuff, and yet the biggest Christian YouTuber claims he's not interested in politics. Well, I think that's hypocrisy. I think that's crazy. And that's why when you ask these people to do a debate, they won't do it. They'll run from it. Same with, you know, Wes Huff goes on Joe Rogan. He debates Billy Carson. But in the minute that anybody else puts some pressure to come debate these other types of issues, they don't want to do it. So, you know, that's where we are with evangelicalism, is that it's full of these sort of paid operatives and plants. I don't know that the people that I just mentioned are paid operatives. I'm giving my opinion and my assessment of what could be the case with the way that giant foundations, think tanks, billionaires, the way that they put money into operations and push them at a certain level and to a certain degree to be successful and to get people into their orbit so that then they can bring them gradually over into more and more radical ideas. I would be very suspicious, for example, of a so-called Christian who a few years ago was pushing Andrew Yang for president when Yang is pro-abortion, radically pro-Roe v. Wade, radically wants to see gender-affirming healthcare everywhere. Again, open supporter of Black Lives Matter not too long ago, but now these people are, of course, mouthpieces for right-wing conservatism and based Christianity on YouTube. But it's all ridiculous. It makes no sense. And everybody, people are beginning to figure out that there's a lot of grifters out there. There's people who go and change with the tide. As soon as they see the tide turning, oh, suddenly, oh, I was always based and trad. I was always that. No, you weren't. And everybody can see what your views were not even that long ago. So none of these people actually want to discuss issues or the topics, because that would expose the fact that much of evangelicalism, again, I'm not talking about every individual people in the pew or every little small church. I'm talking about the major movements, the mega churches. They're not just famous cases of like money laundering. And you can look up a lot of mega churches as being, you know, money laundering cults, you know, all that kind of stuff. In fact, there was a giant bust in Florida in the last year of a huge mega church that was actually a gigantic criminal operation. I forget the name of the church, but it's all over the news. You can find it. Huge case. It was national news. And this happens all the time. And that's because mega churches are perfect cutout vehicles for criminal operations. Many other mega churches in other countries have been busted for being giant money laundering schemes. It's an easy way to hide your money, avoid taxes, this kind of stuff. So it attracts a kind of a criminal class that are typically narcissistic, ego driven, but that's just one level of, you know, the fake TV glitter bug preacher types. There's another level to where there are actual intelligence operations that utilize these types of groups. For example, I uncovered some old scholarly essays that I tweeted about a few months ago where people were investigating the usage of evangelical churches during the Cold War to arm the Contras. Now, again, I'm not pro-communist. I'm just saying, like, why are evangelical churches, which have supposedly no commitment to political ideas, being used to traffic weapons, you know, down to Latin and South America? I mean, it's just fake. It's obviously like, that's what that is. It's, there's a veneer, a wallpaper of God. And then behind that is, other stuff going on. And again, don't misquote me and twist what I'm saying. I'm not saying every Southern Baptist preacher is a CIA agent. I'm not saying that every church is run by the CIA. I'm saying in general, things like the Calvary Chapel movement, as a test case example, that was actually started by former CIA people on record who fought in, you know, Cold War. They were involved in Vietnam operations. They were involved in Green Beret stuff. And then suddenly God tells them through visions that they're supposed to start another movement, right? And they geared that towards recruiting the 1960s Jesus people, right? This is boomers who were really involved in the counterculture and acid and Grateful Dead. And then, decided suddenly there was this movement. Oh, we all want to turn to Jesus. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad motives, but out of that, there was immediately concocted a new made up denomination. You get the Vineyard churches, the charismatic movement there. You get the Calvary Chapel movement as kind of a division of that. And several people involved in these early moves were actually butt buddy types, to put it that way, right? We're talking about Paul Kane, famous prophets who also turned out to be Skittles, creeper weirdos, shocker, and people that work with the CIA. So why are we having people that do channeling and like weird new agey types of stuff who are also Skittles, butt buddies, then suddenly they're called by God to start a church? I mean, it's just preposterous. It's ridiculous. Yeah. People ought to be able to see through that right away. Right. But that's pretty much the norm in that world. It's kind of sad that people still fall for, you know, the mega church kind of TV preacher model, because they almost always end up being just these insanely, you know, righteous gemstones, right? Everybody's seen Righteous Gemstones, right? This show's hilarious. Danny McBride people like that, that parody the big TV preacher people. And that really just makes Christianity look ridiculous. So it's there almost to be a kind of atheism factory. So I think that, you know, the money elite, the power elite, they have no problem with these kinds of people. They're not a threat to the establishment. They make Christianity look ridiculous and retarded. Meanwhile, they can also be used in a lot of other ways for foreign operations, weapons trafficking, human trafficking, even in some cases. For example, in the Ukraine, many of the evangelical charismatic churches openly and actively participated in supporting the State Department's position to help oppose Russia and to divide Ukraine down the middle. They worked together with ecumenist universities that were set up there, run out of Fordham University, which is a Jesuit university in the U.S., absolutely 100% CIA university. John Brennan has a whole section of the school named after him. Okay, so Fordham University is a CIA university on record, together as a Jesuit university. Georgetown, CIA Jesuit university. Same, Carol Quigley taught at Georgetown. There you go. So that's examples of the power structure overlapping with religion to utilize these entities as actions of the state. And usually it's soft power in the sense of a nefarious use of soft power. Again, I'm not saying that all forms of soft power are bad. Everybody does this. We all try to influence other people or other areas to agree with and accept our positions. But the problem is that it's very fraudulent and it makes no sense because it's all built on this idea of separation of church and state. But then actually all these entities are absolutely joined at the hip. And, you know, this gets into human trafficking as well when it comes to orphanages and all that kind of stuff. A lot of times those are, it came out that Mother Teresa's orphanages were actually a hub for human trafficking. I mean, there's no shock there, right? It's not a shocker. This is unfortunately how much of the religious sphere actually operates. And a lot of people become atheists as a result of this. So I'm not telling you to become an atheist. I'm just saying that we have to recognize the reality of it and look for what I think are, you know, more authentic, real versions of Christianity. And I think it's Orthodox Christianity, but you can go see all my arguments, whether you think that's the case or not. But regardless of whether you agree with, you know, Russia's stance, I'm pointing out that there's no actual separation of church and state at that level. If you think about it and you look at the way that people act versus what they say they believe, because throughout the entire Cold War, all of the churches were the targets of the CIA's doctrinal warfare program to participate in the CIA's Cold War operations in other countries. John Paul II is one of the best examples of that. In the very same book that talked about the way ahead of time that was vindicated, I think, by the Epstein emails, Gordon Thomas's book, Gideon Spies Above the Mossad, there's multiple chapters on John Paul II. Why? Well, it was under John Paul II that Mossad, according to Gordon Thomas, was trying to bug the Vatican. The Vatican actually figured this out because they have their own intelligence apparatus. And then as a result of this, mysteriously, not too many years later, the Vatican recognizes the nation state of Israel as a political entity. So they had never done that before until pressure was put on John Paul II to do so. John Paul II also regularly met with William Casey, the head of the CIA, when there was this period of the Templars, these right-wing supposed trad cats that were running the CIA at that time. This is Reagan era. Templars, supposedly, which is again preposterous given the fact that, I mean, this is so much of this is just corruption, human trafficking, compromise, all the Epstein type of stuff, right? And the point there is that people think, well, John Paul II's a Cold War hero. Well, I mean, you could say he contributed to ending the Cold War, but the way that that occurred was through absolutely 100% doing what Kissinger and the CIA wanted him to do, showing again that there's this high level collusion. And it's no different when we get to the Pope of the Baptist, people like Al Mohler, or these people that run the giant seminaries. They do the exact same thing. And so they collude with the state at a power level to get things done, while they also have a supposed philosophy of the absolute separation of church and state, disestablishmentarianism, Roger Williams, etc. Most of evangelicalism claims to have that, but that's absolutely not the case. We see things like TPUSA, they're joined at the hip to the power elite and to the state at many levels, in many ways, in my opinion. This is the Alex Jones Show. Go follow me on YouTube, Jay Dyer. Be sure and support Alex by going to the store and get those products.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.